FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yeah.
A vacay every day in the month of May. Pack your bag.
Yep.
From Independence Air,
right,
the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
Who did that?
Sounded like a fart.
Oh, my. Sounded like a fart.
I wouldn't kill.
Weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Sure.
Bye.
Good day.
This week. Did he hang up yet?
I think he did.
No, he's still here. Joe, hang up, please.
How's it?
That might be the new one.
How's it? Bye, Joe.
Good day.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Billy Preston again.
I do love me the Billy Preston.
Sure. How about you? Hello there, everybody. Not even open the door yet. Here we go. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh. Hi there.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, you got Billy Preston will go around in circles, and now Rob. How's your family?
Gone. And you know what I would ask Billy Preston if I ever met him?
What?
How's your afro?
Ah, he had a big afro back when this was made.
Yes. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Mailman, and all the ships at sea.
Robert the Mailman is here wearing a skin-tight Jane Fonda workout costume.
Yeah. I call it a onesie.
And handing out Oreos.
Yeah.
We started with the base of hot sauce, and we added some other spices.
That's a good Joe impression.
And we got Don Geronimo and Michael Mann.
Okay. Thank you, boy. Hi, everybody. Thank you, boy. We haven't said it before.
Hello.
Right. Hi there.
Oh. Hi there.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show right here.
Hello.
Michael, new episode on this Friday. 050-605.
How's it, Don and Mike? Buzz Burbank here.
How's it?
No, he's not retarded.
You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada and from Mexico, you can call 800-636-1067. And on WJFK FM in Washington, D.C. And that station, that's our home station, and it is just...
excellent.
Well, it's the greatest station, WJFK.
Sure
is.
Thank you. Yeah, okay, you made your point.
How that is that?
And I'm so glad.
You can call us from Washington, D.C. on WJFK at 202-432-1067. Now I'm stuck on the Rosie page on the computer. Give me a second. Can you hear me, Mike?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
How that is said.
Good.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm hearing you.
Yeah, all right, keep it down over there, please.
I got this one memorized. This is the worst one. Shut up.
No.
Yep.
I'm doing her with the music now.
Oh, I didn't see you! Oh. I like the fishy, funny your line. Thank you!
You're welcome.
All right.
That's it. I got the Rosie out of my system today. And that's
good.
Or in the beginning of the show.
For the moment.
There you go. Back to the regular page on the computer.
Very good.
And, yes, that's Billy Preston. I love Billy Preston. Will it go around in cycles?
You like the cycles?
You like the cycles?
He probably took the circles from them.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi there.
Hi there. First call, brand new day.
It's a brand new day. Excellent.
Yes.
Listen, I just want to say hi to you guys. Keep up the great work. You're making a working man's day a little better, a little brighter.
That's fantastic.
Very nice and very articulate.
Let me ask you something, my friend. Appreciate this. A nice call to start the show. Are you a father?
I am a father, yes.
Good. Please stay tuned for my opening statement.
Thank you.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Peace out.
Sounds dramatic.
Well, Mike, it's something I normally say after this weekend.
Do you like the dramatic?
But I'm good. Do you like the Grammy? Do you like the Oscar? Do you like the Emmy?
Are you hung on the dramatic?
Brad Pitt, when you got your Oscar, did you get the oopsies?
Do you get eager for the Antoinette Perry Tony Awards?
Oopsies.
Have you ever gotten an oopsie at the Helen Hayes Awards?
I was with Catherine Mannheim, and when she won for The Practice, she got an oopsie that was an oopsie-doopsie.
And it cleared the theater.
The American Foreign Press reported on my oopsie at the Golden Globes.
Golden Globes. You got an oopsie on my Golden Globes.
I'd like to thank the Academy and my oopsie.
Hi, folks. It's Clay King.
I've got oopsies.
Sitting in my own oopsies.
It's the golden oopsie.
I'm so excited tonight with our guest that I can feel 7 different oopsies.
Aaron Brown and Newsnight's coming up with oopsies. Hope you like it. Phone call.
Yeah. Hi. Don and Mike show. Oh, and then my opening statement.
Yes.
In defense of all men. Hello.
Don and Mike, you guys are great. I've been listening to you for probably 8 years since I've been in high school. And I'm from Wichita, Kansas, and you guys are awesome, period.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thanks. Boy, how about that for 2 calls to start the day?
Thank you. Thank
awesome
you so much.
Period.
And we don't get those calls on Monday.
Hold on. Before the thought about men, we do have to take this call. This is a guy that was in the Great Balls of Fire contest yesterday.
Yes, that's what I'm most interested in.
Matt, here he is. Hello, Matt.
How's it?
This is the originator of How's It.
How's it?
All right.
How's it, Matt? And how are things in your shorts?
The twig and giggle berries are doing quite fine.
Oh, really? So you're okay?
There was definitely some redness throughout the evening and an ice pack applied for many hours.
Yee.
And going number one, not very pleasant.
Not pleasant
at all. Otherwise, it was still a fantastic time.
You signed the waiver, right?
Yes, I did.
There you go. Okay, great.
You like the burning.
And Matt, you were one of our finalists, right?
Yes, I was. I lost in the drawing.
Brave guy. One of the brave men.
Sure is.
Rob said, ha ha.
But seeing that I lost, I was wondering if I could please give a plug.
A plug?
A plug?
What type of plug?
I run a creative writing website, and I just wanted to say it.
As long as it's not a butt plug.
It's not.
Yeah. Creative writing, Matt, I remember you, and you did not strike me as the creative writing guy. You're the guy that said, how's it?
That's right.
All right.
Well, my website is dustytypewriter.com.
Okay, I like it. I'm going to make a note of that.
And, Mike, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you like Huey Lewis in the news?
he had a request when he was walking out, and I told him Batman was around the corner.
Meeting you guys made my day. Thank you so much.
All right, see you, Matt.
All right.
Bye-bye. Matt's picture and all of those other goofballs, those hunyaks that had the balls in their pants.
Right.
They're on our website at donandmikewebsite.com.
Very exciting.
Listen, okay, guys.
Yeah.
It's Mother's Day weekend.
And we all know what that means.
And really we know what that means. Let me preface this, okay, by saying what a great mother my wife is to our kid. That I'm going to have, in my estimation, I'm going to be the lucky one, the perfect Mother's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because my wife, the mother of my kid, and my mother-in-law, who, as you know, I'm still blessed to have
still living
with us. How's your mother-in-law? How's
your mother-in-law?
Right. They're both going to be out. On the whole weekend.
They're gone.
They're gone.
Leaving.
Because my kid, who is 20 now, apparently still requires some type of, I don't know, he's moving off campus. This is the time of year they kick them out of the dorms for good, and he's moving off campus.
Right.
So there's like he bought furniture and stuff and has to rent a car. Anyway, somebody's got to help him. I don't know. He's getting a TV from us. Anyway, all I know is that my wife, because she's great, is going down there.
He needs a little maternal assistance.
Well, I don't think he needs maternal assistance. I think he needs... probably she'll be doing a lot of lifting and carrying.
Yeah. Well, did you give him a heads up that perhaps, knowing your wife as I know her, based on what you say primarily, that he might want to have something in line for Sunday when she's down there? Something prepared?
Oh,
she's going to require that.
I've already handled that.
Give him a lecture?
Well, yeah, I was doing the shopping with him on the telephone today as he was in the at the particular outlet where he was getting the thing. So she's going down more to oversee. You know,
you're right.
I said to her again, and I really wasn't goofing. Mike looked at me, this conversation in the office, like, you're crazy. I said to her again right before the show, he said, you know, you're driving down there with your mom. It's easy enough for me to get on a plane and fly down to Greenville and help everybody move in. But the thing is, with my wife, now that she's taken control of this thing with my son moving, it's become more than just, I guess, the difference is when I moved him down to college last time to put him in the dorm,
right.
I brought all the crap down in my truck, unloaded it, and dropped him off and said, okay, see ya.
Good luck.
Got in the car and went back home.
Right, I remember.
I think the difference between a dad and a mom is that her thought is first, well, we've got to clean out the place that he was living in.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I would say...
no need for that.
I would say, good luck on that to the next sap that lives in that dorm.
Yeah.
But she's going to make sure that they clean it up. And then she was asking questions like, you know, electricity at this new place.
Yeah.
And I guess my kid said...
springtime.
He's got electricity, but he didn't know about the hot water or the gas and... That's what concerns her, and rightly so, because she's a mother. You know, me being a father, I would say, well, I guess he'll need hot water the first time he gets tired of taking a cold shower.
Exactly. You're a guy. You know what it is to live like a vagrant.
But she's going to go down there, and she's going to do what she does. She's going to try to organize, and she's going to try to help him out, and she's great for doing that. And
that's the difference between men and women also. I think that men, by and large, will have slept in many different outdoor settings, many more than women, over the course of their lifetime.
Fluids.
Yeah, in strange locations.
But I do think she's going to be walking through. I wouldn't want to walk into this either. This has been a dorm with four boys, and, you know, four boys means at any time up to 40 people have been in this dorm
doing various things.
Yeah, four men. Yeah, they're all 20 years old. And I guess by the time she gets down there, they're all going to be gone.
Uh-huh.
He's staying down there over the summer, down in the Carolinas, and he's allegedly getting a job down there to pay for this place. And they're all leaving to go back home. So I think the way that it was explained is that they're all just going to leave it like college kids do.
Because they're coming back.
Well, no, they're not. They're all being kicked out after 2 years.
Right.
You can't stay. You got to, like.
So they're all splitting.
They're all splitting, but I guess the other three guys are okay with leaving it like with a POS.
Of course, they are.
And I think if.
Like, I'm not going to take that sandwich with me. No.
And I'm pretty sure that if Frida wasn't going down, my kid would feel the same way.
Exactly.
You know, you walk out and you go, well, what the hell? It's dirty. But anyway, the last thing I heard from my wife was. The last panic thing was we're packing up the truck, getting everything ready for the trip. She says, I need a vacuum cleaner. I said, a vacuum cleaner?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if he wants a vacuum cleaner, you know, let him buy a vacuum. I've never known him to vacuum a day in his life. She said, no, for the dorm, for the place we're moving out of.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the difference. That's why she's a chick.
My senior year of college, I vacuumed my apartment once, and only because a bag of pretzels was broken when we were playing baseball with it during a party, and it involved driving home 2 hours, getting the vacuum, driving back to school, vacuuming, and then driving it back.
Wow.
It was a six-hour vacuum job.
Well, on a dorm floor, you should have a community vacuum.
I would think so.
There'd be a community vacuum that's...
There's normally a girl that takes care of normally a girl on campus. What, Mike?
I just got to look at Robert.
Robert Mailman?
Robert walking by the window.
I missed that. In his onesie.
You'll see him in just a second. Oh, God, I hope he doesn't oopsie in that onesie.
Yeah.
You ever get the oopsie? So...
Oopsies.
So listen, they're going down to take care of this, and I think both sides have no idea the hell that's going to happen at some point over the weekend, because you're going to have my wife and my mother-in-law in a truck for 8 or 9 hours, then going down with my kid, who's going to be right at that end of school, ready to move out of the dorm, ready to move into my own place thing, with mom there being like mom, and it's going to be, I'm sure, probably her worst Mother's Day ever.
But for you, back here in the stress-free zone.
And this is why I'm the lucky guy today. Uh-huh. Even though, hey, I didn't have my acupuncture today, but I'm still doing okay.
Sure. So you didn't go to the switch hitter? I mean, the backup pitcher, you know, the lady that's not substituting?
No, as it turns out, she sent me a very nice email about that. I had to have a conversation with some people at IBC.
Mm-hmm.
Infinity Broadcasting Company this morning.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It was just the usual crap. Just crap. But one of those things where they say, you must be at home for this telephone call.
Right.
So they say, we'll call between 9 and 10.
Right.
And this is when I normally get my acupuncture. So I send her an email saying, you know, I can't make it, I'll be late. So I'm saying 9:15, 9:30, 10 till 10, I get a phone call. And it's a secretary saying, hello, Don? I said, yes. She said, do you have a pencil? I said, yes. Please write down the following number. So she gives me some 800 number.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your PIN. Okay? Uh-huh. I go, okay, what the hell is this? Like an 8-digit number. Mm-hmm. Call this number right now. So I call, and it says, welcome to the Infinity Broadcasting Group phone. Please enter your PIN number. And it's like calling a sex line. So I put in my whatever the 8 digits are that they give me, and then I hear a connection, and I go, hello? And I hear someone else's voice go, who's this? You know, again, like it's a sex phone. And I go, who's this? And the other guy says, well, who's this? I finally said, this is Don. They told me to call. And then he says, oh, Don, hey,
it's Steve. How are you?
And these are all people that are in an office, 11 miles away from where I'm at.
Right.
I don't know why they just couldn't pick up the telephone to have this, and I use this term very loosely, this important conversation.
Right.
But we had to go through the whole Infinity computer phone,
that's right. Paid for it.
Getting all the lines meshed together when really all you have to do is get one guy in one room, one guy in another room,
mm-hmm.
both of them pick up the intercom at the same,
that's how you do a conference call.
Right. Anyway, so I missed the acupuncture, still on top of it, still feeling good, and here's my message today, because I do try to have a message of clarity on Friday.
Mm-hmm,
I think I've already explained what a great wife and mother I think Frida is. I just want to say, if Father's Day got one-tenth of the attention of Mother's Day,
right.
you would have a society of men that would not be as pissed off as we are in general.
This is true.
Okay, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've just spent the last 5 minutes telling you what a great woman my wife is.
Mm-hmm.
She's going down to do this task with my kid, and if it was me, I'd drive down, I would drop off the crap like I did last year, and I'd say, Junior, you're on your own.
See ya!
But she's a woman, she's a girl, she's, she's a lady. She's a lady.
She's a lady.
She's a mother. And she's doing this on Mother's Day, which is going to be bad news for my kid, who's going to get the fallout from this. But it's not entirely his fault, even though he's a jerk in his own way, and I love him. This whole thing with Mother's Day, and I'm not even talking about in my house, because there's been no pressure this year. You know, in prior years, my wife has put on the full court press on Mother's
Day. Well, I've heard prior times when it's been nuts in your house.
Yeah, the big 50th birthday is coming up next month.
There's the pressure.
So that's the pressure. But there's been nothing about Mother's Day, so this doesn't even have to do with my wife.
I haven't heard anything about Mother's Day really of any significance for about 3 years. Just kidding.
Huh.
No, seriously, but it still affects you even when you're divorced. My ex-wife said to me, I have my kids this weekend, and my ex-wife said to me, make sure they call. That's it. That's it. You look, if you want to look for fringe benefits, tiny little ones, but ones that are significant nonetheless, you look for that one. So I certainly hope I find a way to a phone on Sunday.
Yeah. I hope you remember.
I could forget.
Do you want me to call and remind you?
I could forget. I really could forget.
Yeah, the girls were.
If I get going and we're doing something fun, and it's supposed to be a beautiful day.
I'll call you.
What
could be more fun than the call, though?
Yeah. Well, the call from them, not from me.
Right.
Yeah, the call. I'm not a part of that equation anymore.
Would you like me to call?
If you'd like.
On behalf?
That, you know what? She would appreciate. She would laugh at that, actually.
On behalf of Catherine Elizabeth.
You know, I'll give you the number and let you call. That was a, that would be hysterical.
I think you should insert yourself into the equation like the guy in 24 and say, please hold for Catherine.
Yeah, I'm thinking about handling the call, even though they can call their mother anytime they want. On that particular day, handling the call, much like you would get it in a prison. You know, where they continue and then I break in. Catherine and Elizabeth, 2 minutes, please. 2 minutes. And then break back in. But no, it's gonna be a fine day. It's gonna be a fun.
Of course,
a fun
this
day.
Call may be taped
for security purposes.
Yeah, right. For your own protection, this call may be taped
in an effort to serve you better.
Exactly. So, it is a much ado about nothing holiday. Created by everybody. Greeting card company.
Yeah. The thing is that it's a multimedia thing now. If you turn on any of these stupid shows, like the ones I watch. This is the one day a year that I don't watch. Actually, take it back. 2 days a year I don't watch my beloved Regis and Kelly.
Uh-huh.
First, when they do the Valentine's Day, where it's always a crippled guy getting married. I don't want to see that. Yeah, because it's a sob story. And right, the thing I don't want to say is on Mother's Day when it's, you know, it's mom's dream come true. And, you know, it's some house frown.
Right.
They give her, you know, Maid Brigade comes out. And everybody does this. And
10 years ago, my ma got very sick by eating some accidental rat poison.
You see the ads on TV with that guy, sales. It's almost time. The diamond sale. Right. All the same ads that we run.
What, Rob?
Phone's ringing.
We'll pick it up.
No, you answer. I think you better answer that. Don, you better answer that.
You answer it.
Stop ringing.
Maybe it's not my wife.
No, you know what? I was schnookered. It's your son.
Now he can't even hear the show where he's at.
True.
He was instructed to call.
Oh. Oh, mom must have called him and told him. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, what's up? You're on the air.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine. Mom told me I should call.
Huh.
Why did your mother say call?
Because you're talking about moving in, she said.
Yeah?
Talking about her helping you move in.
You mean talking about you moving in?
Yeah.
Talking about, hold on. I was talking about mom going down there this weekend to help you move in to your place.
And how great she is.
And all, and everything she's doing for you.
And I do appreciate it, but I was just on the phone with her, and she said I should call.
Huh. Okay, hold, please.
Yeah.
Hey, Marty, is she at home?
Of course she is.
Hold
yeah.
Get her your PIN number.
Hold, please.
Hold on a second.
Time for a conference call.
And I'm getting off my main point here.
Well, maybe
I wish
not.
I had my acupuncture today. It would have kept me on point with the unfair balance of Mother's Day advertising, and today they're three deep in the store already.
Yeah.
2 days ahead. You know why?
Hello.
Hi, honey. Because it's women buying as well as men.
Yeah, of course.
Women are buying for their mothers. And,
they have mothers,
and
too.
And the freaking categories that I see today, you know, from the dog to mom,
sure.
From the cat to mom, that I see, from to my birth mother,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
to my adopted mother, to my aunt. Really a category. To my aunt, who's kind of like my mother.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know what I saw at Hallmark? I couldn't believe it. It's from a mother to her daughter on Mother's Day.
Yes.
I believe that. I didn't see it.
Mothers and daughters who are mothers.
They're, yeah.
I send oftentimes send cards to my sisters.
Well, they have kids,
no, they're
right.
They're not my mother. They're mothers, and I think they do a great job.
Well, maybe I'll send some flowers to my sister.
Hold on, baby. Hold on a second. Because I'm hearing that. There you go. I got rid of it. Let me see. Are you still there?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Hold on, boy. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hold on, boy.
Hold on, boy. Hey. Yeah. All right. Why did you have Mr. Man call? What was
he
the
was
message?
He was calling to tell me about various things about his electricity, et cetera. And I said, oh, you should call Dad. He's talking about the move because I thought you could ask him. He's the one who said he had to vacuum. Who actually said I had to vacuum. He's the one who
okay,
called.
You know what? I'm going to just do like a Dr. Phil thing.
Yeah.
You know, I was yelling at Dr. Phil yesterday. I'm going to have to do the same thing today.
Who initiated the vacuuming talk?
Okay, you're both on the air now. Both members of my family are on the air.
I wasn't hopefully saying he should call. I just thought you could get his perspective. No, my perspective.
Okay, Bart, what is your what perspective do you want me to get from him, honey?
You were saying that the vacuuming, for example, came from me. He's the one who told me that these are the things he has to do before he moves out. So he's very diligent when instructing me to do something. I mean, he was conscientious enough to think of that.
Well, did he mention the vacuuming to you so you'd do the vacuuming?
Well, of course.
I'd have a vacuum.
What, Bart? What?
I don't have a vacuum at school, and I would need one to do the vacuum.
Does the dorm floor have a vacuum?
What about the mall rats you live with?
They don't have a vacuum either.
What about a broom?
Whenever you need something, say, oh, I have to have this video something, you take the little credit card that we let you use for emergencies, and go to Walmart or wherever and buy it. Now, you could have done that in the vacuum situation, too.
No, because I asked you about it, and you said, we'll figure it out when we get down here. I asked you about it a week ago.
Why don't you just get a broom, son? I'm not busting chops.
No,
why don't you
no,
get?
No. We don't need. I really didn't say that he should call you to give him a hard time because I've already got the vacuum packed. It's not a problem. I was just saying to get his point of view.
All right. And what point of view is that, Bart? What is your point of view on this?
He doesn't have a point of view.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
Mom just told me I should call.
You do the radio show, Daddy. I thought you might want somebody, you know, another member other than me calling in. That was it. We don't need to get the third degree.
I didn't even call you.
You're the one that told Bart to call.
I was just doing what I was told.
I didn't, honey.
I know you didn't call me.
I didn't call you. I didn't ask the boy to call.
You know, but a lot of times I hear you talking, and I, even if it's about something that pertains to us, I all in.
You know, as a casual observer, Frida, I heard Frida say he just called to get his point of view, and then when he started... When you asked him what his point of view, Frida jumped in and said he doesn't have a point of view.
But she asked him to call with his point of view.
You can't ask somebody, what their point of view is. I thought you could have one of those kind of... Okay, let me explain to you about your radio show.
Did you just want me to tell him, like...
No. Here's the way the radio show works, and
if I was going to get scolded, I wouldn't have called in.
You're not.
If you were going to get what? Scolded.
Yeah.
No, you're kind of a hero here.
I just thought a lot of times if you're having a discussion that relates to the home, I call in, we banter, we chat a little bit,
yes.
Then I go on my way. I just thought maybe Bart never knows when to call in because he's out of hearing, but
right.
He might like to just call in. Chat, banter a little bit, and then go on his way since you were talking about a topic that pertained to him. That's all.
I already, before we went on the air today, in real life, I already yelled at him about making sure that he's appreciative of you coming down there and helping him out.
Next?
Isn't that true, son? Didn't I yell at you? Didn't I yell at you good about that today? I mean,
yeah.
I'm not making that up. I called him on the way in.
All right. I just should have. You know what? I'm a listener, not a caller. I just.
No, hold on. Listen, honey, you hold on a second.
My mother's a whore.
Hold on. I need to...
Oh, dear.
Now, your mother is living with us. What's up with you?
Well, I'm just trying to be a good listener now. I shouldn't have meddled.
Hold on. You just said that your mother is a whore?
Wow.
Hold on.
Hi. This is Don's mother-in-law. It's clear.
Listen to that. You said,
I shouldn't have meddled. All I was, I
said,
thought, I like to hear Barty on the air occasionally. He's never on the air. And because he doesn't know when to call in, I just thought it was a good opportunity to have a little relatable.
All right, you know what? I think, thank you, and I love you, and I'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Okay, hold on, Bart.
Okay.
Hold on. Which line is she on? Let me make sure. Okay. So, here we are, just us now.
Just the guys.
Hey, Bart.
So, how are you?
I'm fine,
thank you. I'm telling you, she is going to be wound up by the time she gets down there.
I know.
So you be cool with her. And really, like I told you off the air, seriously, you know, appreciate the fact your mom's coming down there.
I really do
help
appreciate
out with that
it.
Stuff. I think she wants me to probably yell at you about how stupid you are about stuff like electricity and stuff.
What are you talking about? I did the electricity today.
There you go. See, hero.
I did it an hour ago.
Okay, well,
what's doing the electricity? Is this some sort of new college prank?
It's getting it turned on and getting the billing set.
Well, it just happened.
Did I hear? Hold on a second. Did I hear getting the billing set up? Have we been in South Carolina too long? I just heard your son say getting the billing set up.
Well, that's what I was doing.
How's it?
Oh,
man.
All right. Listen, how many more exams you got? One more tomorrow?
One more.
One more. All right. Do your best.
Y'all doing well?
Yeah, we're doing fine.
Okay. All right. Clean the place up. You know, make it presentable when Mom gets there.
But I'm moving out.
Well, I know, but don't leave it in. Clean it up so that when she gets there, she's not like the cleaning lady.
Well, she never was going to be the cleaning lady.
Okay, who is going to be the cleaning lady?
I am.
You are. Okay. All right. Well,
he requested the vacuum.
Good. Well, I bet that's probably why Mom had you call, so that I would give you, that you would have some directive like this then. So you will be doing the vacuuming.
Yeah, I just asked her to bring one because she said I shouldn't buy one.
Okay, good. Well, that's good, I guess. Okay.
All right. Good.
I'm cool with this. You know,
I think he's fixing to take care of all the payment.
Yeah, I reckon.
All right, well, y'all have a good day.
Why? Why are you so mean?
Because I'm married to Mom. That's why.
Don't fret about your kin, Bart.
Don't fret.
Happy Mamo Day.
Happy Mamo Day.
All right, I'll see you. All right, bye, son. Love you. See you.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, now, just give me 1 second.
I think you handled that well.
I really don't know what she wanted me to do with him calling in. It's like throwing him into the lion's den.
She thought she was helping the show. She said she thought he would have a relatable about the moving.
I think all you did get was a little bit of the tone that we both are. And anybody with a kid has gotten this tone. When I asked him about the electricity, mm-hmm. right away, almost the Napoleon Dynamite.
Hello.
I said, it's on. I just turn it on.
I did the electricity.
Yeah. I did the electricity.
And I remember stuff like that.
Gosh, Mom, I got exams. I don't know when I'm gonna turn it on.
Exactly. I know. See, now this maybe this is what you really wanted. You want to just, you know, he can't hear. Go. You want to unload a little more on him? Go ahead. I know.
No, I mean it's all under control. I didn't expect you to yell at him. I mean, I expect you to do that in real life, not on radio.
That's why I said I did on the way in today.
But
I yelled at him.
What I'm saying, I wanted the facade of you know, you being good friends and it all being lighthearted on the radio. In real life, you can tear him apart. But that's not. I didn't tell him to
hold
call
on. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah. Boy, you're really pulling back the third curtain today, or whatever.
I know.
I don't know. You're talking about the facade.
I'm joking with you.
Okay. Well, you know, I didn't know, Lucy, that you were going to, you know, be on the show today and do a skit with me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. I thought you were good at improv. Sorry about that.
Oh, God, I should have gone to the acupuncturist today.
That must be it.
7 o'clock tomorrow, we'll be driving down the road. You'll see your taillights on the big truck.
You see it.
Yeah. With the eating taillights.
There you go.
All right.
And let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Well, I guess a question for everybody but Frida. Do you think it's a wrong thing if a man on a Saturday morning drinks at 8 a.m.?
No.
Not at all.
Buzz?
It depends on the circumstances.
What if his wife is just leaving town for Mother's Day?
If you have no responsibilities, then you're an adult. Go for it.
I know one boy that would agree with you, because while I was downstairs getting things out of his room to move to Clemson,
yeah.
found a good old bottle of champagne in one of the drawers.
Oh, God.
Leftover from New Year's Eve.
He lives the high life down there.
Well, it's a sign of class.
Fat rat.
It's like going to your son's room and finding the champagne and condoms.
don't forget about the thing that grosses me out is I can deal with finding, now they're not used condoms.
Of course.
In my kids,
well,
but they're
thank God
packages
for that.
Of condoms. What grosses me out is he does the skull.
Oh, yeah, dips?
Do
you find his dip cups down there?
Yeah, it'll be like a big Evian bottle.
That he's just
spitting in.
It looks like it's full of dark tea.
Yeah, it does. It's
nasty.
Yes, it does. That's nice.
All right, so this weekend, would you please buy us a new vacuum cleaner? Because I'm taking the old one down to Bart.
You got it. That's my Mother's Day gift to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
So how'd she figure that out already?
All right. Well, listen, I love you, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
You are a great mom.
If you're judging by the product, I'd hold back on the kudos.
And I'm proud of him.
He's fine.
He's an artistic, creative kid.
And your godson wanted to wish you happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, right.
Day
there's
as well.
Another one that I...
All right, can I get mine in first, please? Okay,
I got yelled at last year, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Frida. I've been trying to get that in for 5 seconds here.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank
You're
you
welcome, Frida.
Happy Mother's Day.
That was from Mike. Shut up, Buzz. That was from Mike.
Yes. And I said, thank you, Mike, first of all.
There you go.
There you go. All right, baby. I'll see you later.
Okay,
make
bye,
sure. You don't need any help. Never heard.
He could throw in an FU. It wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter. He's got that many extra credit.
But listen, the thing is this about would we have this type of discussion? What are you doing?
What?
Well, you were looking at your hand like you were looking at notes you had written in your hand.
No, I wasn't looking at my hand. I was looking at what's in my hand.
What's in your hand?
My license.
Ah.
You know what you are?
What am I?
You're a cagey bastard.
What am
You're I? Who's the cagey bastard? Oh, he's dancing now.
I'm dancing.
Where's Born to be Wild? Did we throw that away?
I have it.
I think we threw it away.
I only got three wrong.
Very good.
Yes. There it is.
Congratulations. Mike, there it's time for you to do your victory dance in Buzz's face.
Victory, here it is. My motorcycle license, Buzz.
Well, congratulations, and it's a victory for you, but is it a victory over me?
No, it's not a victory over you.
That was just me saying.
Yeah.
No, in fact, technically, if Buzz goes to DMV and gets his passes his test the first time, he trumps me. He comes out ahead on that one. Wow. But
no,
I was...
You got it first.
I would like to apologize to everybody at DMV who may have heard the F word today. I got up at...
Can you hear me?
I got up at 6:45 this morning and went on the internet and took the sample tests for half an hour.
Good for you.
And reviewed the book very briefly and went in. And the first incorrect answer, because I was certain I knew everything there was to know.
Yeah.
The first incorrect answer, because you're in a public environment, maybe it was just total spontaneity. I just went, F! Like this, at the top of my, and I did it so loudly that I actually looked around and there's this little section where you wait for your licenses after they take the picture.
Mommy, that man scared me.
And thank God there were no little kids in there. But everybody was looking up
Mike
at me.
Mike O'Mara, you're grounded.
Thank you, TV's Alan Thicke. But I have a motorcycle license now.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Yes, here it is, and I am ready for the open road. I am now ready to die.
You are the man.
Vroom, vroom.
Congratulations.
Very exciting.
No kidding.
Thank you.
Got the license.
Mm-hmm.
Now you just got to get a bike.
And that's the picture, incidentally. That's a fresh picture.
Can I see that?
That's a fresh picture. Hair was not washed yet.
You might want to change that. Change your publicity picture.
Yes, that's a good one, isn't it?
That's a good license photo. You know what's good about this? If the cops ever pull you over,
mm-hmm.
I know you weren't. You look bombed.
I know. I mean,
because your hair is that kind of plastered over.
No, it's not because of the hair. I was.
Oh.
It's a mess.
Best way to go to DMV.
I was. I had about six Bloody Marys before I went in there.
And some champagne.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Mike.
Yes,
Mike.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Mike.
Yes.
Hey, do you know why they make such a big deal out of Mother's Day?
Why?
Because we don't do the drop. You know, take our kids, drop them off, see you later.
What do you mean?
Huh?
Well, you know, you were saying that they make such a big deal out of Mother's Day, but
yes.
Not Father's Day.
No, honey, that was me, Don. I was championing that.
I'm sorry.
They may have been chiming in, but that was my main screaming match that I wanted, and I never really got into it either.
What's the whole thing with the drop? What are you talking about?
You know, Don takes Bart to school and just drops him off and says, see ya. You know, you worry about getting the electric and stuff. You know,
Bart is 20 years old, honey. Bart's not in grade school now.
What is your point?
It's a mother. You know, he might be 40 and
if he's 40 and he still needs mommy and daddy to hold his winky while he goes to the bathroom, screw him. I mean, I love the kid, but this is about being a real parent with a kid.
Man, being an adult.
I'm gonna have to have plenty of conversations with my wife as it is so that she doesn't go down there and do what comes naturally, does everything for him, because that's the way that she'll be. That's the way she is.
Right.
Exactly. That's what mamas do. And that's why they make such a big day out of Mother's Day.
And you know, I wouldn't hate Mother's Day so much if it wasn't for women like you.
Well, I'm getting something underneath the surface where you're like dissing fathers.
No, I just said that's why sometimes they do that. I didn't mean it in a negative way.
Honey, yes,
I was just kind of joking.
Wouldn't it be? No, you weren't. But wouldn't it be nice if Father's Day was treated with the same amount of reverence and importance as Mother's Day, where you saw the barrage of advertisements on TV, where you saw segments on radio and TV devoted to that, where everything was, let's make Dad's wish come true. Let's have a day for Dad. What does Dad really
want? I agree.
Because it doesn't happen. You know what Father's Day is? It's a forgotten holiday.
Even if it's
the Arbor Day of holidays.
Even if it's acknowledged, Father's Day is usually, hey, go do what you want.
Yeah, that's right. You left alone. Mm-hmm. That's it. This lady says she agrees, but she doesn't. Mm-hmm. She thinks that the father
doesn't
do as much. And is that what you think, ma'am?
In some cases,
because
yes.
Many times we're working to buy you jewelry. Is that it?
But let's use my situation.
I apologize.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you know your place, but please stay on the line for a moment.
I mean, really, give us a perfectly good argument.
Please just stay on the line for a moment. In particular, the case with my son, which we were bringing up. It's not a question of who works harder or who does what. It's just the style of each parent. And I think with a boy who is really a man, and Frieda agrees with this. It's just something she can't control.
Right.
Long distance, she feels the same way as I do. Screw him. If he's got dirty underpants because he can't do his laundry, well, I guess he's going to have dirty underpants until he does his laundry.
But as far as, you know, you leave him alone.
But if she was down there, she probably would end up, because she got tired of bitching at him about it, she'd probably end up doing the laundry for him. Whereas me, I would say, well, I guess you're not wearing underwear today.
And if that happens, he won't be prepared for, you know, the open road. He won't know how to lean into the curves, you know, and accelerate and turn into the lane by turning his head to the right.
Listen, I wouldn't be mad if Father's Day just got that much more attention. Uh-huh. I was in that store today, and it was 3 deep, buying her hearts.
You want life for him to be an easy ride.
Easy ride.
Is what you want, yeah.
But I think what that last caller was trying to say is it's mom who always leaves the last piece of pie.
Yeah, that's true.
And Mom,
we don't have that today, do we?
I owe you no.
I request that every year.
Yeah, and every year we forget it.
You do.
Every year we forget it. We don't even have the record anymore, do we? I Owe You by Jimmy Dean.
You know, we might. I'll go check.
I'll bet we do.
We don't think we have a turntable to play it on, do we?
I think I might have put it on a CD.
I think you might have.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Incidentally, if we are able, I'm just going to alert our listeners. Uh-huh. If we are able to locate that is kind of a classic.
It is.
It really is.
But I would like.
All the stars have to align, though, with the Mommy Dearest tape.
That's right.
But happy Mother's Day to you, you insensitive cow, and take a step back and pay attention to what your husband does. Or has he left already?
Not yet. Soon, I'm sure.
Are you a stay-at-home mom?
No.
You know
not at all.
What would be good is if he left in the next month, then you wouldn't have to spend $1.35 on one of the 3 greeting cards that all have grills on the cover.
What? This is true. You're right.
I'm with him. I get
it. Well taken, guys.
Because there's 85,000 Mother's Day cards, and then if it's Father's Day, there's like this many cards,
and they all
have like a teddy bear grilling. It's so cute.
I'm with you now.
That's what dads do.
Honey, listen, here's the thing. Treat your man on Father's Day just one quarter as nicely as you expect him to treat you on Sunday.
I think
he'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he will.
Because Father's Day is the number 2 of holidays.
It is.
You get what I'm saying? It's the turn of holidays.
Mm-hmm. It's the oopsie of holidays.
Yes, it is. Father's Day is just a brown stain.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
No.
Sure it is. And Mother's Day, it's pink and it's life and it's you come from mothers and mothers nurture and mothers. Yes, mothers do, but why? Come on, just give us equal treatment. That's all. You know, when are Regis and Kelly going to have Father's Day come true?
Father's Day
come true.
Yes, we've got a room full of strippers.
I will make sure that my husband's Father's Day this year is the best it's ever been.
You're lying!
No, I promise.
She might not be right.
Rob, I'm not.
All right, honey, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. She sounded like...
bye-bye.
Who's that mother of the... The kid that sang all the time, you know.
Jingle Boys.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hi there.
It's Russ from your favorite affiliate, Rochester. How you guys doing?
Yeah, hey, listen, and we do have, I think next week, some big news about Rochester, New York.
All right.
Stay tuned.
Don't get me excited, Don.
No, it's not that. It's not that.
We're not?
Oh. Don't. But
I got plenty of room in my mom's basement, gentlemen.
I don't want to scare all the guys here on the show because they don't know yet. Mike, we don't have to go anywhere. But in the month of May and June, we will be flying people from out of town here.
You're going to fly them to Rochester?
No, no, no.
Other way around.
We're flying people from other cities. This is a contest we're going to do weeks from now, but we're going to fly a bunch of you in.
No problem.
You can stay in my basement.
No problem.
Sweet. Buzz, I'm looking forward to it. I'll buy you a special gift.
My heart rate just went up a little bit.
Hey, guys, did you ask that last caller if her son has a significant other? You know, she keeps treating him the way that she did. She knows how he's going to grow up, right?
Homo. Okay, you're playing the homo, Karen. Like the guy's going to turn out to be gay because his mom was a bitch. Listen, if that was the case, I would be on the copy. I would be on the cover of
a
Blue Boy Screw Me Now magazine. Because my mother was the biggest bitch on the face of the earth. Francis, I swear to God.
Francis!
If that was the case, if you're gay because your mother was a bitch, I would have been on my knees in the boys room when I was 7 years old.
And I would be, I'm the machoest man in the world.
My mother was a saint.
Hello.
Is a saint.
Don and Mike show.
100 years old.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi there.
Fellas, how are you?
We're doing great.
Greetings. Hey, I think I realized why Frieda was actually going to go to Alabama for Bart. I think she's going to bring him a daisy.
Okay.
Ew.
Okay.
That's disturbing.
Okay.
It doesn't even make sense.
Gotcha. Bye bye.
That's nasty.
Yeah, fellas.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping the show.
Thank you.
Nasty. He's just so proud of himself.
I didn't know.
Daisy, I joke.
Two daisies.
Makes sense.
It would be two daisies.
Yeah.
He wants to start talking about John Wayne Airport again.
Sure.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Two quick things.
Well, you have to stay, Don.
It's going to be a sad Father's Day for two little girls now that Mike has his motorcycle license.
Yes.
Okay.
It is not.
And one other thing.
Sure.
For any guys, a surefire hit for Mother's Day,
yep.
The Maris Cafe.
Okay, well, there
thanks
you
for
go.
Getting the name
look
wrong.
Around, Cafe.
Hey, guys.
He combined your fake name and the real name.
Now, hold on, Mike.
Yes.
Give me a second.
Now,
you know, most people look through their wallets or their pocketbooks way down at the bottom.
I can't do it now.
You know what I suggest, really?
Now, don't build it up to too much.
I'm not, because the tapes
have to fall in the proper order for this to work.
I'm not going to say I got a request. I'm not going to do it. Because the request would be, I ask you every year, and I know it's a pain in the ass because we got to always find Jimmy Dean. But the thing is, if our mics were, you know what I mean, if somebody could... Whatever. I shouldn't get involved with this.
So
he does it once, and if it's good, it's just there, and he just hits the button from now on. You know, because it would be perfect.
I understand what you're saying.
We record it without our microphones on it.
Yeah, I can do that. I can pick our mics out of program, but
because then you can just grab it and go, hey, we play this, and it should be a tradition. It is one of my favorites.
Most people look through their wallets or their pocketbooks, and way down at the bottom. Past the credit cards and the baby pictures and the green stamps. You can usually find a little old dog-eared piece of poetry of some kind. And I was cleaning out my wallet the other day, and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs.
Excellent.
30 years overdue. And the funny thing is that
I won't do it with the rosy tapes, Mike.
Oh, that is
sick. Maybe
most
that.
People look through their wallets or their pocketbooks.
Okay, give me a second to get all these tapes together.
I really appreciate it. I'm a fan of this.
This is a jive song by Jimmy Dean called IOU, and it's a song he wrote for his mamo, and ends with, and mom, when there was only one piece of pie left,
you left it for us.
Yeah. And IOU.
IOU for medical services and you just do a beautiful mix of that and one of America's favorite movies.
Actually, this year, I think. I don't want to build this up into too much because I'm not a mix master.
But it's something that I think people could enjoy for the holiday.
I'm going to try very hard to get this correct. And this is a one-time live on the air shot with the record by Jimmy Dean, IOU, and tapes from Mommy Dearest, also tapes from Throw Mama from the Train.
Right.
And just because I love it, I'll throw some Rosie in.
Okay.
Okay?
Hey, that'll be great.
Oh, that is that.
Okay, that's a lot, Mike. That's a lot for me to handle today. Plus, Robert the Mailman is here in his spandex.
Yeah, whatever.
So he's just going to have to wait one extra break.
What a shame.
Oh, God damn, look what time it is. We've not even started to discuss who the man is that Beth Ann McBride made cry.
Oh, yeah, you're teasing that a second day.
Yeah, here at the radio station. Yes, absolutely, you bet I am.
It's incredible, nobody knows.
I have not seen it yet today.
Really?
Yes, him. I'm sorry, I've not seen him yet today.
It, were you making him asexual?
Yeah. Yes, I was, Mark.
Really?
Yes, I was making him asexual.
He has no, he's like a Ken doll. Nothing down there now that he's cried in front of her?
I don't know. So we'll hit that, and then we'll do the Jimmy Dean thing from Mother's Day. Robert the Mailman is here, and the outfit that he has on is more ridiculous than his Shaquille O'Neal Lakers uniform.
Well, this is the same as his purple outfit, only it's a different color. It's identical.
But that guy, we have a picture, and we have a website now. We can actually put the picture up of Chocolate Thunder.
Yes. It's disturbing.
Robert the Angry Mailman, who is here, I guess, to tell us that he's going to Japan. Oh, and also, we're going to look at his teeth to find out if there's a dentist who's willing to rip out all of Robert the Mailman's teeth and give him some nice new fake ones.
He's going to Japan on a chlamydia hunt. Because you heard yesterday, one out of four women in Japan has chlamydia.
So listen, happy Mother's Day, but just remember, come, and I don't even know when it is. It's buried in there somewhere in the month of June. When Father's Day comes, just remember back to this day. Just remember. Let me be the voice in your head saying, nobody cares.
Exactly.
Nobody cares. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares. But you don't see Zales, the diamond store, for your dad this holiday. Father's Day's just around the corner, and that's why.
But you know what it always will be? It will always be John Deere.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It'll be grill. Everything task-oriented.
Craftsman tools.
Have tools.
Yeah. So make Dad happy so he can go out and work.
Should be Smith & Wesson.
In the yard. It's Smith & Wesson, right. Or you like Camelot.
This Father's Day, make Dad happy. Wake him up and say, Dad, go down to the strip bar. Enjoy yourself. You know really what most dads really want, and I used to get it every once in a while, would be when they'd leave you alone.
Right.
I mean, my Mother's Day weekend this weekend with my wife going out of town, that might as well be my Father's Day gift.
Give Dad the gift that'll give all day long. Have him wake up to an empty house.
Leave him alone. A house without anyone in it. And Buzz, will you be celebrating with your kiddies? Are you buying cards for Marsha from the kiddies?
I will probably have to come up with something, yes. From the cats to
their
mom.
No, he doesn't have to.
You are off the hook kind of on that holiday, aren't you?
Pretty much.
I could let it slide and get away with it.
You just do it just to be nice.
Yeah.
I don't think you could because you have a new kitty now.
That's true.
Now that you have the
Monty.
New kitty.
Yeah.
Monty is Buzz's new kitty. Yeah. Buzz and Marsha have a new kitty.
Uh-huh. You know, it might be a good weekend for a ride on your motorcycle. Oh, you don't have a motorcycle. You could rent one. Oh, no, you don't have a license yet.
No.
You have a license. You don't have a motorcycle.
That's right. I know. Hold on. We got a break, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Now, this is the way it's going to be.
All right, Judge.
But you have something to do.
Yeah, we're doing our show.
Yeah. I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
Hey, chill out. What's up, dude?
I thought that's what it was.
No, that's what was, Judge.
Oh, we ain't going in looking guilty.
Okay.
The number one radio show in Toronto, the Don and Mike program.
So sometimes the judge in the Michael Jackson case just doesn't make a lot of sense. Judge Melville?
Young fella. If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Yeah, it seems, I finally figured out, Mike, it seems to be a tape that replays a bunch of the different sayings over and over again. Every time we speak to him, he's not saying something original.
You might be right about it. I just noticed that.
A dumbass amateur.
Well, maybe we are because we didn't notice that earlier, Joe.
As my Mexican friend said.
Yeah?
What?
Now you just stop.
What?
I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
You're going to remind me of what?
What?
Hurry it up. We're burning daylight.
Well, Bernie, what are you talking about?
He has said that to us before, though.
Damn it, he has.
He has said we're burning daylight.
Can't be that hungry. They're showing off.
Oh, what a sucker I feel like.
You mean to tell me that it's not really him?
Who's the best?
Well, I guess you are, pal.
Judge Melville, I'm talking directly to you. Say something original.
Big mouth don't make a big man.
Yeah, see, now I'm suckered in again.
Yeah, me too. All right, Judge, well, as always, you've had the final word. It's Mother's Day on Sunday.
We all know what that means.
Okay, you got the Jimmy Dean thing now. Mike, don't worry about talking, making noises.
Okay, laughing.
If you happen to laugh during this experiment.
Good.
Jimmy Dean put a record out in 1980, I think. He made this record called IOU.
1980, really?
I think so. At least that's when I was introduced to it.
Okay, all right.
By Michael Scott Shannon.
Very good.
And it's about Mother's Day. So if I do this right, I got all my tapes over here. Hold on.
Very good. This will be great.
Well, no, Buzz.
No. No matter what happens, this will be great.
It might not be great.
All right, here we go.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I'm hearing you!
I'm not hearing you.
Here we go.
You know, most people look through their wallets or their pocketbooks and way down at the bottom, past the credit cards and the baby pictures and the green stamps, you can usually find a little old dog-eared piece of poetry of some kind. And I was cleaning out my wallet the other day, and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs.
Thank you!
Some of them 30 years overdue. And the funny thing is that all these IOUs are owed to one person. And I just kind of thought that maybe now might be a pretty good time for an accounting.
Yeah.
Mom, you listening?
And the comedy find of the year, making his television debut, Rupert Pupkin, the new
Rupert.
King of comedy.
Rupert, are you crazy? Hey, what's the matter with you?
Yeah, I'm
on. Sleeping. Lower it.
And I just kind of thought that maybe now might be a
what's matter with
time
you
for an accounting.
Mom!
Mom, you listening? Oh, Mom, I owe you for so many things.
You love to make me hit you!
A lot of different services. Like night watchman, for instance, for lying awake nights, listening for coughs, cries, creaking floorboards, and me coming in too late.
Rupert! Try to be on time for once.
I can't believe this. I gotta go now. Yeah, I gotta catch a bus. Jerry, take care of yourself. Baby, be good. Good luck in Rio.
Oh, you had the eye of an eagle and the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house.
I love you, Mommy dear. I love you, Tina, darling.
How are you for services as a short order cook, chef?
You know? You haven't touched your lunch.
It's raw.
Huh?
It's rare. Not raw.
It's got all this red juice and they push on it.
Then don't push on it.
Baker. For making sirloin out of hamburger. Turkey out of tuna fish and big old strapping boys out of leftovers.
Get me a soda with some ice in it.
I owe you for cleaning service. For the daily scrubbing of face and ears. All work done by hand. And for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to try to make sure that he led a spotless life.
Forget it! I fought worse monsters than you for years in Hollywood. I know how to win the hard way.
And for washing and ironing that no laundry could ever do.
You love to make me hit you!
For drying the tears of childhood and for ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for services as a bodyguard.
Your friend had an accident. He's sad. Do you have bullying and even hopes to take care of me?
Protected me from the terrors of thunderstorms and nightmares and too many green apples, and Lord knows I owe you for medical attention.
Fuck, fuck this place.
Burner?
For nursing me through measles, mumps, bruises, bumps, splinters and sprained feet.
You lost again.
It's not fair. You're bigger than I am. It's not fair to win twice.
Ah, but nobody ever said life was fair, Tina.
And let's not forget medical advice either. Oh, no. Important things like, if you don't quit scratching that, it ain't never going to get well.
You love it, don't you? You love to make me hit you!
Joe!
And if you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that. And probably the most important was, boy, you be sure you got on clean underwear in case you're in an accident.
Barbara, please! Please, Barbara! Leave us alone, Barbara. If you need anything, ask Carol Ann. Wonderful.
This
is wonderful.
And I owe you for the veterinary service for feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of the rope. For entertainment. Entertainment that kept the household going through some pretty tough times.
I miss you.
Yeah, you should. You never come see me.
I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids you coming down here.
For wonderful productions of Christmas.
Oh, what?
Birthday. And for somehow making make-believe come true on a very limited budget.
I love you, Mommy Kid. I love you, Tina, darling.
How that is that?
I owe you for construction.
Darling, rare meat is good for you. The doctor said so. Meat loses its vitamins. It's overcooked.
I've had my vitamins this morning. Pills.
For golden kites and confidence and hopes and dreams.
Wire hangers doing in this closet what I told you. No wire hangers ever!
And somehow you made them all touch the sky. And for cementing together a family so that it would stand the worst kinds of shocks and blows. And for laying down a good, strong foundation to build.
Come in! What the hell's going on out there?
Nothing, Mama. Walk her up.
Who are you talking to? Who's in there with you?
Nobody, Mama.
I owe you for carrying charges. For carrying me on your books for...
I love you, Mommy dear.
I love you, Tina, darling.
Necessities of life. Things that a growing boy just gotta have. Things like,
What wire hangers doing? And then closets!
A pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for
it. Answer me!
And one thing, Mom... I will never, ever forget.
You deliberately embarrassed me in front of a reporter.
When there were only two pieces of apple pie and 300 people, I noticed that you were always the one that suddenly decided that you really weren't hungry anyhow.
You lost again.
These are just a few of the things for which payment is long overdue. The person I owe them to worked very, very cheap.
No, what? Hang on!
doing without a whole lot of things that she needed herself.
We don't want any hard feelings.
You don't know what hard feelings are. Until I come out publicly against your product, and you'll see how much you sell.
My IOUs add up to much more than I could ever, ever hope to repay.
Your friend had an accident. He's dead. He got bullied and he was hurt to take care of me.
Dave?
See for yourself.
But you know the nicest thing about it all is that I know that she'll mark the whole bill paid in full for just one kiss.
Please, Miss Crawford. It's hardly necessary to make threats you surely don't mean.
With me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo. You forget the press I delivered to Pepsi was my power. I can use it any way I want.
Mom, I loved you.
It's a sword. Cuts both ways.
Mom, I loved you.
You lost again. It's not fair. You're bigger than I am. It's not fair
to win. Mom, I loved you.
Irene, what the hell's going on out there?
Nothing, Mama. Walk her up.
Who are you talking to? Who's in there with you?
Yeah.
I love you,
Mom,
dear. I love you, Tina, darling.
Bravo.
Yeah. Oh, that is that.
Thank you, Rosie.
Okay.
You were a nice contributor on that, too.
Thank you, Mixmaster.
Here's our little Mother's Day tribute.
You give me a couple more. If I had a couple more tries, it'd be perfect.
Yeah, it was pretty damn close for doing it on the fly.
Hard to go wrong.
That was a live remix right there.
You got the great ingredients.
That's great. Yeah. The best was when she started talking about food. I forgot the roast beef scene. You leave it rare. Meat loses its vitamins
when it's overcooked.
I had my vitamins pill.
Don't push on it. Oh, I love it. That's what makes it good. It's on the fly. I
and
think.
Mom. And Mom. And I had a guy. This guy is Super Shane that I work for. Would give me this record and say, seriously, boy,
right.
You play this once an hour.
And don't talk and don't play drop.
And, like, no goofing around.
Right. No messing around with it. When it's just ripe for that. Right. It really is.
And Mom,
you saved the last piece of pie.
That's the line that always gets
it. You lost again.
Okay. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Remember,
yeah. The most fun I've had since Thanksgiving.
There won't be any bits like that on Father's Day.
No.
Because there's no IOU to Dad. Jimmy Dean didn't do a song for his pappy. No.
There's a Dad song, though, that's a similar song, and it's written by, that old country guy, the country guitar player.
Chet Atkins?
Yep, I think it's Chet Atkins that recorded a Dad song. And it's
Corey Chavis?
It's a similar song to that IOU, and it's a Dad song. But, you know, they don't make movies like Daddy Dearest, do they? I mean, Daddy movies, Daddy's being bad all over the movie.
Yeah, what about Daddy?
Oh, Daddy is dead.
Yep, that's right, Rosie.
Part of the problem.
There was the movie Stepfather.
Stepfather, that's right.
All right, happy Mother's Day, everybody.
All right.
Can you imagine what Robert Mailman's mother must be thinking now?
Oh, incredible.
She must be very proud of him.
Yes, of course.
He's down here today wearing his Richard Simmons / Harlem Globetrotters outfit.
Not to mention all the baby's mamas around there.
Robert Mailman has on, Buzz, I know we kid you about wearing clothes that are too small for you. But he's got on today the Charles Atlas top.
Yeah, it looks like it's a onesie. It's a onesie with shorts and a tank top built in. It's you know what it looks like? It looks like a cotton wrestler's uniform.
Yeah.
Is what it looks like, and it's disturbing.
And he's handsome in it.
Oh, God.
He's goddamn handsome in it. We'll take his picture. We'll get it up on the website. And whenever, I don't know what it is that he wants. But he's here, so we're going to bring him in. Oh, he's going to Japan. That's right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You forgot about a boy named Sue. How do you do?
A boy named Sue.
Okay.
So many countries.
You lost again.
Okay, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Can I get on the air?
No, I'm sorry.
Sorry, you missed your opportunity.
Sorry, they were just taking calls. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to tell them there are daddy movies. They're called pornos.
Okay. Well, I'll tell them that you said that.
Thanks so much for the message.
All right.
Okay.
Bye then.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Hello?
Yeah, the Great Santini. That was a good...
The Great Santini.
The Great, you know what? That would be the best movie for...
No.
Yes, it is, Rosie.
It is, Rosie.
No.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that is that.
The Great Santini. That is the best bad father movie ever.
That's where we'll end. Good call. Good call by him.
Great Santini.
We will be right back, everybody.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Honey, what do you say we christen these new sheets, huh?
Why, Lois Griffin, you naughty girl.
That's me.
You dirty hustler. You filthy, stinky prostitute.
Okay, I get it.
You foul, venereal, disease-carrying, street-walking whore.
All right, that's enough.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode contains some animated nudity and sexual dialogue. Parental discretion is advised.
Listen, or they'll poke you in the eye. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Happy Friday, everybody. You should have been this good to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. They got swamped yesterday, everybody looking at the pictures of the great balls of fire. Let's say hi, Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
We give away a trip a day in the month of May, a vacation every day to Las Vegas. We'll do it later. Independence Air now flies to Seattle, San Diego, San Jose, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. Fly I and get your happy bag game tag. FlyI.com. Go your own way.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it time?
Yeah, I was just wondering if we... Actually, all I'm doing is just stalling.
Yeah, I know you
are. Bring him in. We could have had a big discussion about Independence Air. They've not complained. They're the official airline of the show. And we've only said their name 8,000 times since they've given us the trip to Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
But I guess they want us to mention their happy bag.
Well,
that,
of course.
That was the bone of contention. They said, oh, the exposure is great, but where's the talk about the happy bags?
If you had happy bags, you'd be proud, too.
Ted... Here now.
Speaking of, in his onesie.
Speaking of wearing wearing his wonderful... Now, Robert, what the hell is this you've got on?
This is my pimp on vacation outfit.
Where did you buy a gross of these? Because you had a purple one.
Well, no,
they're gross.
I have the two.
You have the two? Where do you like get something like
Can
that?
Can we get a camera in here to get a picture of Robert?
Oh, there you go.
It's catalog gear, like international mail gear.
Why is it off your shoulder with your breast hanging
out
there?
Happy birthday, Mr.
Get it over there, Bethany, and get a shot of his entire physique.
Thank you.
There you go. Check out it.
Hey,
Mike.
He's posing.
You know, I was thinking it's baseball season.
Thank you.
Have you broken in your mitt yet?
Yeah, okay. John, you should take a picture with your hand on it.
The leather fedora.
Hold on, Robert wants Ben, and I agree. On, take a picture with your hand on Robert's mitt.
Oh, that's disturbing.
Marceline.
The whole thing.
She did it in the back.
Oh, yeah.
She kissed one.
She kissed one of your mitts.
She kissed one of your breasts.
I find that hard to admit.
Don't hate, congratulate. Okay?
Don't hate, congratulations.
Don't hate the player.
That's
hate
right.
The game.
You're now, right, Robert.
Robert Mailman is wearing a leather fedora. Yeah. Kind of a shaft thing you got going on. He's
on
also,
vacation, baby.
He's also got the bling bling, and he's
right.
Got his bodysuit on, and you are headed to Japan, right?
Nagoya, Japan.
Well, why are you going there?
It's called disposable income, bitch.
but why there, Robert? Why Japan?
Airfare. I told you guys last time I got a round-trip ticket for $460.
Wow.
On a real airline, American Airlines.
Oh, good.
I know it's not independent.
Uh-huh. Independence.
Whatever.
Right.
But yeah, whatever. Americans Airlines.
The Americans
taking my
Airlines.
Black asses to Nagoya, Japan.
And how long will you be spending in the wonderful country?
Oh, I will spend the most honorable week in Japan.
Hey, oh, week. Oh, wait. Now, are you gonna be doing? Your Japanese dialogue?
Oh, yes.
What are you doing?
So,
what do you got there? What's this
selection? This is my most honorable translator from Shopper Image.
Oh, exciting.
$200 for a crappy translator.
Oh, let's see if it works.
Okay, I got, let's see, what word would I have? Bitch. Okay.
Hold
okay.
on, Joe?
I got the American version and the Japanese version.
Okay. Robert, I want you to know something. Joe just handed me what I consider to be a rather racist statement.
What did he say?
And I'm,
let him read it.
Yeah, let me read it.
No, I'll let Joe read it to you.
Yeah.
Read to me, Joe.
Robert, with your shirt off, you remind me of old National Geographic.
Coming from a guy who's actually older than me,
mm-hmm.
that makes about maybe one-tenth what I make.
Yeah, that's
true. So he still got that little race thing. He's still white. That's the joke. That's all he has going for him.
Because
basically he's a white loser.
He comes walking in the back of the room and just like hands me his note like Joe's thought.
Yeah,
it's not a racist statement. It's a realistic statement.
And I wonder why they never show white tees on the National Geographic. Like, you know, at... Morocco or something, they always show black women with their pointed tees hanging at the ground, you know, pointing north. It wasn't racist back then, no, not back in the 50s and 60s.
Now listen,
you were in high school.
Hold on, get out of here, Joe.
Yeah, bye, Joe.
I'm sorry that you
bye,
made me
bitch.
Remember that, because I would have mentioned
stupid
something.
Website. I asked him for a shirt, he like, buy one. Why would I buy that crap?
See, now normally he takes a longer time to get upset. He's upset.
He's
Joe is upset.
He comes in here and he's,
speaking
why
of,
National Jew? Why can't he just
Robert,
like a fat black sister on a right. rap video?
Now, Robert,
that's cool.
Okay. Robert, this comment is not racist, but I have to bring it up because he mentioned about National Geographic and you mentioned about nipples. Did anybody see the video of that gorilla? That
okay,
gave...
why has it got to be a gorilla reference? That's not racist.
Hold up. Will you shut up for a second? Let me get to
oh,
the point.
Okay. Shut up. Go ahead.
There is a gorilla on television. Today, yesterday, gave birth, and they're showing the video of the mom feeding, feeding the youngster.
Uh-huh.
And the mom gorilla has got nipples that could be in a porno movie for guys
really?
That are into that. And on TV, they're showing this, and I don't want to say that I was
but you
aroused.
Were aroused.
No,
you were aroused by looking at a gorilla
there was,
video?
There was a part of it. If you
from
stop,
a Jersey date, it probably looked like the gorilla.
I'm telling you, anybody out there listening,
wow.
It was on ABC, NBC, CNN. It's like the feel-good story.
Mother gorilla.
And it's the mom gorilla that saved the little kid.
Oh, okay.
Apparently a couple of years ago, if you remember the story about this gorilla, so she gave birth. And they're showing the shots, and it's like, oh, this is really touching. And all of a sudden you see... Hey, hold on. Like his mom, gorilla, she's really built.
And somehow, in some small way,
got
you going.
Yeah.
Now, before the break, I said to Rob, bring him, well, you won't believe him, but I was telling him before the break, before you came in here, I said, did you see that video?
Wow.
Did you see
Yeah, they were standing at the green room door. I heard them.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
no, we're standing right here, Robert. You.
Did you hear about the gorilla? The silverback black gorilla that was breastfeeding his kid? It could be Rob the mailman and his kid.
Now, they didn't say
that's
that.
Exactly
that's
what
they said.
That's exactly what we said.
Okay, so
how
are you doing? How are you?
How are you anyway,
nice to
friend?
See you, buddy.
Nice to see you, friend.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
nice
I missed you on Xbox. I just renewed
listen,
my thing.
I can't help it when the EA server goes down.
Hey,
when the
there's
EA
so many people on it.
We had a date to play Xbox Live.
Did you miss the date?
I was there. I turned it on. The goddamn thing said EA server.
Did you renew your subscription or whatever? Your credit card go through?
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
you got to step up to the plate and pay your bill. You know how you people are.
I know. Your credit is your job is your credit.
Job's your credit.
Eastern Motors.
Your job's your credit.
Yeah. So when you go to Japan.
Yep.
How many Asian chicks are you planning on banging during the week that you're in Japan?
Now, I gotta admit, I'm not flying all the way to Japan just to get laid. Some slant eyes.
Oh, BS.
If I wanted slant eyes, I could just go block from the NCI Center
listen,
and
no.
get the same thing.
No,
a lot
this, is not, this is not
this
a Bugs Bunny cartoon
number
from before.
Number
this
two,
is, like, this
number
is just
two.
Like your trip to Atlanta. You are going to get laid.
No,
it doesn't matter if it's
I'm
Atlanta.
I'm going to see another culture. pay my respects, go somewhere where white people aren't in charge, and enjoy myself. I'm taking pictures. I'm going to email them back to you guys. Okay? And number two, because of the chlamydia scare that's going on.
you guys got to remember something.
Some of the skanks I've hooked up with, I've already jumped that hurdle. I'm not really worried about chlamydia.
So if you've had it, are you immune to it then?
I'm pretty sure I'm immune to anything. remember the old saying, you know, we can't say it no more, but you know, hair for protection.
I've
gone bareback on a silverback gorilla before, so it ain't like I'm worried. I've done interspecies sex.
So it is, the trip is to experience another culture.
Now
you could have gone anywhere, though, right?
Well, I'd go with the airfare. My goal was to go to Australia.
It's the cheap airfare that got you
over. I'm going to get to Australia one day, but it was the airfare.
So you don't get VD, you give it.
Exactly.
Or chlamydia, whatever it is.
I don't give anything, Don. Let's just get that straight first.
You clean as a whistle. Robert the Mailman.
Maybe a flute. But, you know, I'm tell you what. I'm not going over there just to get, like, if it happens, it happens. Now, I got to admit, my hotel bathroom can scream all she wants, but I'm definitely going to leave some, you know, something there.
You realize that in Japan, in a lot of Europe, things are...
Europe.
A lot smaller.
Well, no, I was going to say, in Japan, things are smaller, and they're going to go to the obvious, you know, because they're so much smaller. But even in all parts of Europe, when you leave America, everything is smaller.
The facilities...
Yes.
I've experienced rooms in Europe are a little smaller.
The rooms are smaller, the bathrooms are smaller.
Well, you can go on the internet now, you can actually see the rooms. I'm just hoping to have toilet paper. I don't want none of that rice.
Have you checked out where you're
going to
stay?
Yeah, I'm going to the Hotel Nagoya. Hilton.
Oh, that's good. Why don't you just announce it so our listeners will call you over there?
Our listeners can't afford to call over there.
That's true.
That's the last thing I'm worried. Besides, I'm going to Victor Tiffany.
Victor Tiffany. Hold on.
That'll be my name.
Hold on. Here's a call for you.
Sure.
Now you even have the fake name you're going to be registered under.
Victor Tiffany. Hello. Ron Messico. One of those two.
Ron and Mike show. Hello. Hello, you're on. Yeah, you're on with Robert, the mailman.
Yeah, Robert, I don't want to sound racist, but is there a reason you're going to Nagoya?
There we go.
The Sambosa was available, okay? Sambonia was all booked up.
Oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, hi.
I just want to tell Robert, I heard him say he's going to Japan to get away from the white people, someplace where we don't control.
Yeah.
But after World War II, we set up Japan's government. We control the military, so you can't escape us, Robert.
He's got a good point. Wow. Because, hey, Don, I made a mistake this morning.
What
was on TV?
What?
The invasion of Japan was on PBS,
yeah.
And I watched the whole thing, man. It was very interesting about World War II and all these guys about respect.
So you won't forget that when you go over there. You won't forget while you're having a good time that 50 years ago those bastards had the sneak attack.
Yeah, and I understand that, and I also understand that we couldn't serve together back then. You know, you and I, if we were in World War II, would be in different divisions.
Yes.
I'd be in all colored, and be in the regular division.
Not me, I'd be like Adrian Cronauer.
But, you know, the funny thing about it is
Tokyo.
These guys are about respect, but they're liars too. They're full of it, and it scared me because I don't know if some of the questions I wrote for the show that I'll be asking.
Yeah, see, Robert is bringing a tape recorder with him, and he's going to be interviewing Japanese.
I don't know if that'd be appropriate.
Okay,
I just give you one question.
Okay,
what does radiation look like? Now, is that appropriate?
Oh dear,
I think it's fine.
You know the obvious one. Do all your relatives know the war's over? That's a good one.
I have no problem with that.
That would be based on the individuals they find on these islands occasionally that have been there for 50 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you, Robbie.
The size matter.
Actually, Robert, it was
63
years and 7 months ago.
That was from Rob Spiewak.
December 7th, right?
Yeah.
1942? 41. I'm sorry. My bad. I was a history major in college.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
I know you can't believe a colored went to college, but that's cool.
Hello.
Guys.
Hi.
Is Robert there?
Yeah, he's right here.
I'm here. What you want, son?
Everybody
hey,
loves
Robert,
him.
Man. How you doing? I got a comment for you. If you don't like being where the white man's in charge, you can go back to Mother Africa and see how organized
the white man has.
All right, I hit the delay on that. Is that what you want?
No.
You said bleep that.
Don't ever bleep.
What is, all right, the guy...
No, I thought you said bleep that.
Okay, right now.
The guy said, the whole, you hear it all the time.
Right, back
to Africa comment.
And you'd be surprised how I feel about that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going back to Africa, ever. You know, I'll always, why don't you go to Africa? You see, I see flies every day. I don't need to go to Africa to deal with that nonsense. Besides, the truth of the matter is, it's not all white people's fault about slavery. There's slavery going on in Africa before y'all got there.
Thank you.
And it's going on today. Yeah. And we got the best end of the bargain. So,
F them.
Okay?
But you said you're going where the white man's
Thank
not
you.
In control.
It's just a joke.
It was a joke.
A
thrower.
God damn.
It was a joke.
You know, these people get so serious when I come
on.
Come
on, it was a joke.
Every other call is retarded.
Thank
and when
you.
I come on, it's a political show.
Based on the outfit you're
Black
wearing,
Bill O'Reilly.
Are you going to try sumo when you're over there?
Yeah, I'm going to put in an application. I'm going to bring one back to you, Mike.
No, seriously.
Because me and you could be a tag team.
No, I'm serious.
We
you can try there. Sumo? You look
we
like a sumo wrestler.
Don and Mike, hello. Don and Mike show.
Your stomach is hanging over your jeans, too, fat man.
I've lost 8 pounds there, my friend.
Hello.
I can't tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, wait. You wait. You don't want that, right?
Hello.
Mr. Jack Boots.
Yeah. Watch out for these boots.
Hello.
Okay.
What you going to do with them?
Yeah, you watch. I'll put them right up there. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, we're doing it right now. Okay.
No. Don't show me that.
Don't show me that.
No, America.
Mike, whatever you want.
He said he's going to put his shoes up my black.
Robert, don't, Robert, please.
Don't take off your clothes.
Robert, I'm sorry for whatever I said.
Don't show Mike your black.
Oh, there he goes.
No.
Robert, pull it up. Please pull it back up. Robert,
hello,
I will
Robert.
Never,
no,
ever say anything offensive to you again.
Not to play in this bug.
Robert, I will never say anything offensive to you again if you pull your pants up.
Your pants,
pull them up. Pull them up.
That is it.
I'll never insult him again.
That is a great hat you're wearing, Robert.
Oh, my God.
Don't be scared.
I'm terrified right now.
All right, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh.
Woo. Yeah.
Well, we're all just
winded. I got one word for you.
Oh, hold on.
What?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, he's got the
translator.
He's got the translator on.
How do you say bleach? Have you seen you, Ben?
I need bleach? I got the raccoon eye?
No, don't get him started, please.
No.
He's going to get all ramped up.
Go back
again.
To your sharper image
okay.
translator.
Okay.
I loved hearing that.
I can't even. Okay, this is. Let's see.
Bitch.
Finesse.
That sucks.
That sucks. $200, man. Shut
that's a ripoff.
Let's
say food, okay?
Put it a little further away from the microphone. Maybe you'll sound
better.
Well,
let's try food. Okay, food.
Food.
Starts with F.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You want me to spot you the double O?
No. Yeah, right.
Food.
Okay.
He can't even understand it. Do you think the Japanese are going to be able to understand
Can I have some Telemundo?
Yeah.
It sounded like Telemundo to me.
Well, if this doesn't work, I just squint up my eyes and do the goofy toofy and say, I want to go to hotel.
That'll work. That should work.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Hi there.
I love you guys.
Thanks.
Male dude. I can't remember your name, but
Then hang up on this bitch. Male dude.
What?
They talked about me on three different shows today. Hang up on this whore.
Who talked about you?
What's going on? What the hell's going on?
Junkies mentioned me a couple of times, but I didn't call in.
Right. He's such a
Please
major
forgive
star.
Me. Please forgive
I'm
me.
I'm not a whore.
No. Mike said that Robert is a major star.
He's a major star.
No, I called her a whore.
Oh,
he
is a whore.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So he's pandemonium when Robert's
Bye.
I don't
Bye,
know all
bitch.
His calls.
Sure, he was just
Bye,
kidding.
Bitch.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, when you mentioned the callers calling to Japan, did you hear Robert say, our listeners?
Oh, I heard that.
Did he really?
I heard that. That went back to me,
Dennis.
I'm so bold to consider myself part of the show now.
I live for the days that Robert is there. That's why I'm in pins and needles every time.
Hey, F.
Robert, why did you bring in Oreo cookies, Jello, and some sort of pudding?
I'm glad you asked that.
Right.
They've already taken the before pictures of the Goofy Toofies.
Yes.
You see,
all right. Now, Robert's got some bad teeth, and we're going to have the picture on our website today.
Don't make that face.
I'm looking at your teeth.
They aren't that bad.
And if there's a dentist out there.
Somebody call.
Robert, we've had dentists call. They want to see what's happening. So we'll put the picture of your teeth up on our website this weekend, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Maybe by the time you get back from Japan, maybe we'll have a dentist. All we need from you is the okay. You're okay if a licensed dentist yanks out all your teeth
all of them.
And gives you new teeth.
New teeth.
Okay.
Now, when you brought the Oreos in, I did think it might be a tooth related thing. Is
definitely.
It?
I got. I did it before. We're gonna do it before and after. Stupid ass Joe has already done the before.
Okay.
We're gonna do the after. These are Oreo cookies, double stuffed with peanut butter.
Right.
Sugar free Jello. And chocolate blue cheese dressing. So I don't have. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna chomp on a couple of them. You know, I'm not swallowing. I don't swallow.
Sure you don't.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna have the picture taken with all the gunk in your teeth.
Exactly. So
okay, that'll be good.
I'll take a taste of one right now.
That'll be good on
the
website.
Sniffing the blue cheese dressing out of the Oreo.
Don and Mike, hello. You have a blue cheese with Oreos. Oh, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hi there.
You're on the air.
Don't boot in here.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
hi there.
Oh, you brought a bucket.
Hello, are you there, honey? Okay, Robert, don't throw up in here, please.
I'm sorry.
Robert.
Where do you want me to go? God damn. What do you want, whore? I'm performing here.
Dear.
What do you want?
I'm performing here.
I'm sorry I got the headphones in.
He's performing for our listeners.
Oh,
are you there, lady?
Got the blue cheese on
lady,
look at Robert, those your headphones?
Yeah.
No, what can we do for you, lady?
Yeah, you go.
I would like to go to Australia with Robert.
You would like to what?
Go to Australia with Robert when he goes.
She wants to go to Australia with he can't.
Stay on hold, pretty lady. Stay on hold. We'll talk.
All right.
Okay.
I'll take you to Japan. You put out?
No. Yeah, she's Australia. It's a woman who's turned on by you. She wants to go to Australia.
She's
on
hold.
That's all she wants. She's a user.
Hello, Don.
That's why I'm going by myself, because I can't get none of the sisters to give me any love.
Yes, hello,
use
Don, Mike.
Use and be used.
Hello.
Yeah, I know a couple of the listeners were a little bit rough on Robert earlier, but I have a message of hope for him.
Oh.
Right, this listener has a message of hope for you, Robert.
I'm listening. Oh, Jesus. What's wrong?
Right, he's eating the blue cheese with the Oreo peanut butter.
How people gonna have hot and bombs all day long?
I don't even know what that was.
Some tape.
It was some tape. And Robert is still
I don't know which is worse, watching them chew it or watching them spit it out.
Yes. Robert, this has been perhaps your most abstract appearance on the show.
It's definitely freeform. He's definitely riffing here.
I'm having a good time. I'm on vacation. Actually, I got 3 weeks.
Wow.
Going to Miami.
Now he's dancing.
Then I'm going to Myrtle Beach. So I'm going to be in and out. But I'll send pictures back.
It's Japan, followed by Miami, followed by Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
And stop throwing up in that
can. 3 weeks, man. Hey, what you doing tonight?
Huh?
Is your server back up?
You got it. I mean, I swear to Christ, I'm on.
I will bust your ass up, buddy, before I go.
Are you gonna be the Eagles again?
Yeah, I'll be the Eagles again.
You gonna be the Eagles again? Okay.
Oh,
what do you got there, Joe?
Nothing.
Oh, Joe gave you that chick's number?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And yeah, look at that. Just 10 minutes ago, you're ready to yell at Joe about his comment about National Geographic. And now he's your
pimp. I try to talk to Joe?
Yeah.
I try to be nice to Joe.
I know.
Want a cookie? Right. Want a cookie?
All right, Robert. The pictures of Robert's teeth will be on the mailbag.
I love the show. I'm going to miss you guys.
On the website.
Call me.
We'll miss you.
In Nagoya.
Let's say on the mailbag.
Oh.
On the website. Robert's still getting his picture taken with his teeth.
Yeah. Your Oreos in there.
There it is.
Hey, I'm going to give BA the number.
I had to delete that out. You can say she's going to feel your mitt, but you can't. You can't say she's going to feel your
I'm going to get a picture of her kissing my...
My recommendation also would be one more picture of Robert.
She looks good, man.
One more picture of Robert with his teeth. With a real close-up. So if we get a dental professional, he can give Robert a decent... I mean, if you get a close enough picture, you can get a decent assessment of the teeth.
I guarantee you. I promise. They can yank them all out. I don't want them saved.
Let me go.
A response.
All right. They're in bad shape.
I see them. I saw them.
People
across the street.
So you'd be satisfied to have them all taken out?
They can have them.
Right.
You can have them.
All right, Robert.
eBay.
Have a great trip to Japan.
I'll talk to you tonight. I'll see you tonight.
Tonight.
Mike.
Yes, Robert. Always a
pleasure.
I'll
be at the restaurant tonight.
Yes, I'll see you later.
Just like this.
Absolutely. Yeah, you come
can
in.
Can I get a free meal?
Huh?
Can I get a free meal?
Not if you're dressed like that. You can't.
Why not?
No, you can't.
Okay, come on, get out of here, Robert.
All right, fellas.
Get out. Have a safe trip.
Thank you.
Have a safe trip. I'll see you in Xbox Land tonight.
Yeah, call me in Nagoya.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We'll call
you. We'll call you over there.
World Expo.
So wait till we get these. The pictures of his teeth will be great, but the pictures...
Can you take your bucket with you, please?
You take your puke bucket.
You don't want nothing?
No, thank you. No, I'll pass.
The pictures of him in
funny
his
man.
Outfit. thanks, Robert. There you go. Okay, there you go. The cookies with the blue cheese and...
Yeah.
Yeah, look at him. He's got like a gymnast outfit on.
It was the only place there was blue cheese in here.
And then he had to pull down his pants and just...
Yeah.
Mike, I'm surprised you can still see me. Your eyes aren't, like, bleeding.
He knows how to get me to back down.
And burning.
He knows how to get me to back down.
All he has to do is whip off that dance
skin.
Yeah,
and he started pulling that down, and I was humbled immediately.
So imagine the joy I have when I see him delivering my mail.
That's what people don't realize, and everybody should know, that he is Rob's legitimate mailman.
And all I'm going to do, I'm going to look out waiting to see if the flag is down on my mailbox, and I'm just going to see those underwear. They're burned in my eyes.
Uh-huh. His little onesie.
Yeah, weird. I do like him. I think he's a funny MF-er.
Yes.
And I like playing video games with him online.
Right. That's right. I'm glad you do. I'm glad you like him. Because I really don't care for him. I'm kidding.
Oh, I know. I know you like him.
Yeah, I do like him. Yeah.
I just don't think you like him. Like I like him.
Yeah, you like him kind of in a special way.
Yeah, in that
homo.
In that very experimental way that I have.
What time will you play ball with him tonight?
Play ball with him? Oh, well, probably about 9.
Do you suppose he'll have time to change?
that's part of the allure.
I bet it is.
That I hope. And actually, if I could be totally honest, when I play Xbox Live against Robert,
right.
It's always strip Xbox.
Hey, even though you can't see each other.
Well, we're on the headset. Got a first down. Take your pants off, bitch.
Coming soon, video cameras.
Mm-hmm. And you'll play his theme song, which is "You Can Leave Your Hat On."
No, and this was my point about him. I know that you like him.
Yeah, I know.
But I know that he annoys you.
No.
Well, don't be afraid of him.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't annoy you?
Annoy you?
No. I've actually partied with Robert outside of this fine establishment.
Have you really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know that.
He's legitimately come up to the restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, you let him in?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, I got the... So, you really like him?
No.
No, hold on.
No. Of course I like him. Okay. Yeah, he's funny. See, when he's mellow and he's around me and he calms down, he's a nice guy.
Uh-huh. Okay, and I genuinely like him as well. What about you?
I hate him.
No, come on, be honest.
He scares me a little bit.
All right, I think that's your honest answer.
Yeah, it is.
Right? But I didn't always like him. Incidentally, I didn't always like him. Right, we evolved.
And that's why I brought that up.
Right, we evolved into that. He's funny. We have a good relationship.
What about you, Buzz?
I think he's funny on the show and I like him as a person. I think he's a good person. Man, that's the first real lie we've heard. Because both of those statements from Buzz are completely untrue.
This man is lying. Well, that is Robert.
You hear how assertive Buzz was? We all had kind of like vague answers about it. We kind of got to, because it's still kind of confusing our relationship, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, no, I figured it out.
Yeah, that's right.
There's no confusion here. I know what I like.
See, I didn't, but okay, Buzz, here's the uh-huh. real test. And I didn't know this about good buddy Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that Mike, you know, didn't hate
right.
Robert.
Right,
but
I know.
Like,
so did I.
When he came in, it was like, okay, here he comes.
Right.
I didn't know you had actually socialized with him.
Robert's a fun guy.
So I would put you in the same category as me.
Mm-hmm.
See, Buzz, you're not at that level. So
no,
if you
I haven't
get
socialized
to our level,
with him.
When will you socialize with Robert? Why don't you go to the airport with him tonight?
Well, I guess I could. You know, whatever activity.
You are funny.
Wouldn't
it be fun? Go to the airport, have a couple of drinks with Robert before he gets on the airplane to Japan?
I'd love to have a couple of drinks with Robert.
Conversations in one's front yard. Does that count as socializing?
Yeah.
Then I have socialized with him.
Well,
sure.
Then I need to complete this.
Yes, you do.
I do. I've had great conversations with Robert, though, and so I look forward to more.
This is funny. Listen to all of us. It's funny. This whole conversation is funny.
I'm the only one.
Some of my best friends are named Robert.
Thank you, Bob.
That's great.
But understand, he could tamper with my mail. So I,
yes, yes.
We
you know, really,
careful.
That's scary. Because,
yeah.
You know, if he got really angry at you. Yeah.
I think it's more than mail. I don't think it's anything to do with mail. I mean, if he got real angry at you, I think he'd be D-E-A-D. And I am not kidding. I, you know, there's that part of me. That's why I'm friends with him, too.
Yeah.
You know what
protection.
I mean?
Protection.
Right. No, yeah. Well, yeah. Better be his friend and be alive than
that's
be
right.
an enemy and be dead.
Well, I always aim to be cordial.
It's a Southern tradition.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Buzz.
And we'll leave it there.
That's how awkward it gets when it's four white guys and one black guy that really likes being black. I mean, he loves being black.
Sure.
He loves it.
And he's going to Japan.
Okay,
what's the best way to get blue cheese off of your headphones?
We'll have his pictures up on our website.
Look at it.
Check out his teefers, and we'll be right back.
is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get nude, squat, and cough for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. DonandMikeWebsite.com, the official website of our show. Yeah, the pictures of Robert up there. They'll be up tonight. The pictures of the hot balls contest from yesterday. Also, you get an affiliates page there. You know, getting the ratings for the other cities is not always easy as getting them here at WJFK because
right.
You're in the building. I will tell you that thank you to people in the following cities where we had good ratings. That's Baltimore, Live 105, Sacramento, KHTK, Wichita, KFH, FM at AM, Spokane, KJRB, Rochester on KHTK at Tampa Bay, finally showing up on 1010.
Wonderful! Hey.
So what we need is those program directors of those stations mm-hmm. to email us the ratings.
Please do.
And we'll be glad to put them right up there on the front page so you people can know how good or how crappy the show is doing where you live.
Yeah. Like to hear that there's good news in Tampa.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's relatively good news.
Well, relative is fine, sure.
And what it means is the station's shown up.
That's important. That's good. We've seen those before.
It's gone from, like, nobody listening to all of a sudden, well, okay, somebody's listening.
Nice to break out of the police radio range.
And, you know, on the other hand, I mean, I know that we were here giving each other handies the other day about D.C., but, you know, again, I have to say, the ratings in Sacramento are spectacular.
Yeah, they always have been.
They are spectacular.
Thank you, sir.
Which reminds me of the commercial for Coors Beer.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new one? It's got these two doofuses sitting on the beach, and there's a chick in front of them, and she's got just big, mm-hmm. beautiful eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a cooler that I guess has Coors Light in bottles.
Right.
And she's holding two of these bottles up.
Is this the new plastic bottle?
Yeah. And the guys say, wow, are those real? And she says, no, they're plastic. But they're spectacular.
That's a good answer. Yeah, it is
just so bad.
Kudos to Coors.
Oh, and speaking of spectacular.
Yeah, I'm sorry if my immaturity has offended you.
Yeah. She is spectacular, Beth Ann McBride.
Are you part of this BA?
She tells me that we have a dentist already.
Oh, wonderful.
Get out of your head, I'm going to put your BA.
Excellent.
So we've got someone, he's going to look at the pictures of Robert's teeth, and tentatively we have a dentist who's ready to yank them all out.
Oh, hallelujah.
And give him the fake teeth.
Is it a professional or a hobbyist?
Oh, I say behaviors, pieces of me scattered from here to Pittsburgh on these football fields.
Well, I think it's like similar. Have you seen the movie Batman with Michael Keaton?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the scene where the Joker's getting his face?
The Joker? Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking it was like Steve Martin in Little Shop of Horrors.
That works as well.
Does this hurt you?
Okay, Corey Clark. Let's get past this tool.
Right.
We spoke about him yesterday. I think most people, the common sense thought of mine is that, okay, so they had sex, Corey Clark and Paula Abdul, BFD.
It's over. I mean, if it was going to linger, it would have lingered, and it didn't.
Right.
It's on and gone.
Want to hear what Clay Aiken has to say?
Sure, I'd love to.
Homo. Absolutely not. I think that's what's really, really strange. I think a lot of the stuff that we heard last night was somewhat circumstantial. You know, we saw a lot of, I think a lot of it's hearsay. And, I mean, we couldn't leave the...
How would he know? Like, unless Simon's going to come on to him, right? Like, Paula's ever going to come on to him, but he is...
Clay, I'm going to send a cab for you.
He is saying that he stands by Paula Abdul.
House without checking out. We couldn't come back in without checking back in. I didn't get to see my mama. It was a very secure situation, and none of us really would have expected this. And, you know, for me, I think it's hard to believe at this point.
Okay.
I have inside information, I guess, but only because I know both parties involved.
Shut up!
Okay, there he goes. There's Clay Aiken.
For him, backing up Paula.
Hard to believe that a man and woman would get together for him.
And here's Clay Aiken saying one other thing that I think I mentioned yesterday when I saw the report on Primetime the other day.
Right.
When they showed the two phone bills.
Right,
yes. Yeah. They were not showing what the phone numbers were. I think I mentioned that.
No.
And you had no idea of knowing what the bill actually was.
Right.
Here is his take on that, I think.
I can highlight my phone bill for you, Renee, and show you the. I mean, but I didn't. I mean, I didn't see any information that proved that was her phone number. I didn't see anything at all. I mean, I can take you by her house myself. I know where she lives. I know where all the judges live. I guess part of it was circumstantial. The whole Sprint PCS story, where she said the reporter said that a member of the employees at the Sprint PCS store was willing to say that Paula and Corey came in together to buy a phone.
That's what I said,
but we didn't hear from that person. So I don't. I mean, so really, the people who were backing up the story were Corey's personal friends and Corey's family.
Thank you.
In his
very nice South Carolina, North Carolina way, he was saying it's BS.
Yeah.
Swishy.
And what's weird is making a lot of the same points as I was trying to make yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I think there's similarities between Clay and all of us.
Two great minds.
Mike?
Yes.
Michael.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here's a quote. I got this on American Idol, idolonfox.com.
Right.
Because I still go to the web, even though my fat guy's out.
Right.
This is the greatest quote about Scott Sable. Did you notice in the audience at the last American Idol, Method Man was sitting in the audience with his friends? I'm sure you didn't. I didn't notice it. Anyway, if you go to idolonfox.com, you'll see this quote from Scott Sable about Method Man. Quote, "We became cool and whatnot and just kept in touch."
Right.
Instant violation.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's gone now.
And
so.
Also,
Method Man.
Not Method Man and Red Man. Did you ever see the show on Fox? Or are you hip to the hip hop music?
Method and Red, it was called.
Method and Red. That was
Method and Red Man. Remember, is chewing tobacco.
It was the two rappers that move into a white neighborhood. The show lasted about 5 minutes.
No, I missed that.
Good
anyway,
show.
Also, it was the wrong use of whatnot.
Yeah, if you have to use it, at least use it right.
Right. Uh-huh. Well, that's the reason whatnot's used, though, because there are no other words that are put in there. Whatnot can be thrown in whatnot.
But here's his quote again. "We became cool and whatnot and just..." Yeah. No, wrong.
Right.
Wrong.
"We did stuff and whatnot."
Lazy use from the sausage-fingered boy.
With the long sleeve.
Wrong. Right. Ratso fatso. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
I'm calling from Sacramento, Mike. Hi. That Coors commercial.
Yeah.
It's a direct takeoff on the Seinfeld with Terry Hatcher.
Gee, do you think so?
You didn't point it out. I wanted to help.
Well, I believe that everybody knows that the episode of Seinfeld, especially if you ever saw the last episode of Seinfeld. Remember, there's the one where Jerry wonders if Terry Hatcher has real boobs or fake boobs, and he sends Elaine in to find out, and then she ends up saying to him, "And Jerry, they're real and they're spectacular."
Exactly.
In the very last episode of Seinfeld, she's in bed with the Johnny Cochran character, and he says, "They're real and they're spectacular." So, yes, not wasted on me, sir.
And I'd like to point out that your life is actually inspired by the Rosie O'Donnell movie, Riding on a Bus with My Sister.
Let's listen.
Thank you, Rob.
Oh, that is that.
There we go.
Okay, thank you.
So he hung up.
Thank you!
He's off to hate and screw with someone else.
I found
the call helpful.
No.
Informative.
Yes.
I want to see you!
Shut up! Shut up!
You're the hippopotamus!
Well, you're the hippopotamus.
You're weird!
You're weird.
Oh, that is that.
Good!
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't have anything to say to that, do you, Rosie?
No.
Ro.
No, she doesn't.
Yep. Your daddy's dead.
Oh, Mike, I know we've talked a lot about anal bleaching.
Mm-hmm.
there's no way to segue into this.
Well, we have, yes.
Because we're going to talk about Carmen Electra here for a second.
Oh.
And I'm thinking that you might want to BYOB, you know, bring your own bleach.
Mm-hmm.
If you care, you can, if you go to eBay, you can get a date with Carmen Electra. It's one of those things you bet to go out. You bid. Mm-hmm. You bid to go out. And what's funny about it is that it's really to benefit colon cancer.
Really?
And all this stuff we've been talking about, anal bleaching, I imagine she's probably the queen of anal bleaching.
I would think so.
As of this morning, last time I checked this, what do you think the highest bid was? And this, I guess, is a legit bid.
Yes.
That since it's for charity, eBay gets rid of all the guys that say I would bid $1 million. So what do you think it's up to? Right. Still got
$10,000.
4 days. A little higher than that. Buzz.
I'll say $20,000.
Okay. That is $21,000.
Well, for one day. Wow.
One day. And She's married to the... Isn't she married to the guy from...
Yeah, Dave Navarro.
From the Foo Fighters?
No, that's Dave Grohl.
Oh, Dave, which guy is she married to?
Dave Navarro was in Jane's Addiction, I think.
Is that the song that goes... Roo, 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 roo? Is that...
I can't remember...
What's that Jane's Addiction song I like
Big
so bad?
Feeling, but I can't remember what group Dave Navarro was in, but he's scary looking. Mm-hmm. He wears black eyeliner, got the black hair, and he just looks sleazy.
Is Dave Navarro related to Brian Navarro?
I don't know.
No. Right. Brian Navarro is just that guy that's your friend, Mike. I remember that. I got really mad that day. I got jealous that day. You kept mentioning Brian Navarro. Brian Navarro. Shut up!
Yes. Oh. Shut up!
Brian Navarro, Mike's friend. Gotta say happy birthday to Brian. And I remember what it was. It was right. It was like, hey everybody, it's 3 o'clock, and you said, yeah, hey, it's Mike. What's a happy birthday to my good friend Brian Navarro?
Brian Navarro. Well, when I heard the last name of Dave Navarro, I thought of Brian
sure.
Navarro.
Of course,
Joe, you know Brian Navarro, don't you?
No, but I know of Dave Navarro. He
Joe.
Was lead guitar player for Jane's Addiction, and then he did a stint with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Mm-hmm.
Former heroin addict.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the pleasure of watching him do an entire concert on one knee at the 930 Club some years back.
One knee?
Yeah, he was so strung out he couldn't stand up.
Wow. He was on one knee.
I've been strung out a day of my life.
I would have bet $1 million.
Music.
I would have bet $1 million that Joe was the one on one knee.
That's what
the way he phrased that sentence.
Mm-hmm. He was on hot sauce. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Method Man is from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Thank you. Now I know.
Thank you. There you go, Buzz. Go get that album out tonight when you get home. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That LP.
Yeah, Dave Navarro was in Jane's Addiction, and he was in Red Hot Chili Peppers.
All right, we just got that from Joe. Thank you, though. Appreciate it. Thank you for the call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's who Dave Navarro was in.
Okay, even though the delay is down to 40 seconds, still, you just got to let us... Okay.
Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
We got it. Teen Magazine. Teen People Magazine.
Ah, I subscribe. Teen People.
And that's why you have the sign in your front yard.
Watch out, everyone.
What did I read today on one of these radio sites? Like, not the gossip site, a news site. About some station in Tampa that they were sending out their Joe, sending out their Danger Boy to go to some sexual predator's house, some guy who's been convicted of sex crimes.
Okay. Right.
The guy that has to have the sign in front of his yard.
Right.
Like, they were sending out their intern with a cell phone to knock on the guy's door.
Wow.
And interview the guy.
Ooh.
And we'll do it under the guise of, we're going to bring some attention to a serious problem.
Hey, here's what we're going to do right now.
Yeah. Go! Woo! Teen People.
Crazy Morning Zoo.
It's a sexy magazine, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Teen People. Here are the top 25 stars under 25. A lot of these people, obviously, I've not heard of, and I bet you haven't either.
You've heard of Liza.
But it just shows me there's no future. You know, there's no future for at least entertainment. When the number one hottest star, the most talented star under 25 is Britney Spears.
Boy, that's tough.
Then you have Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Oh, that's my
tougher.
God.
Then you have Avril Lavigne.
That's, she's okay.
Yeah. Paris Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
Hilary Duff. Lindsay Lohan, Natalie Portman, Jake Gyllenhaal, and then Ashley Simpson.
Ashley Simpson.
Those are your hottest. Oh, and Paris Hilton. I love this. I only kept this story because I am the exact same way, and I believe Paris Hilton about this. I got this from Paris.com, and, you know, she's engaged to that guy named Paris.
Yeah, the Greek shipping magnate. I always love that. He's a Greek shipping magnate.
So it's Paris and Paris. Anyway, here's her quote. People can think what they want. I play dumb so that I read people better. If you act dumb, people don't think you realize what they're doing, and they say more than they would normally.
Isn't she clever?
Me too, Paris. I do that too. A lot of us dumb people do that. We just pretend to be dumb.
So based on her interview on David Letterman, she thought that Dave was a complete buffoon himself.
Right.
Just waiting to see if he'd really tip his hand.
Cagey. That's right. And don't forget, everybody, she's opening this weekend in that great movie House of Spiwak. Although that is supposed to be a killer scene, no pun intended, where she dies. That's the one great scene in the movie House of Wax.
Supposed to go down in movie history because Paris Hilton died. I'd like to see it first.
I thought she'd already opened in a movie.
Let's do a quick check with two contestants from yesterday's Hot Balls game.
Uh-huh.
Here is Steve. Steve, how are you doing, my friend?
Gentlemen, I am fantastic. How are you?
How are things in your shorts?
They're a little bit hot, a little bit pink, but none of the worse for wear anyway.
How was last night?
Last night was pretty fantastic, honestly. It didn't hurt the actual ballular region, shall I say.
Okay.
It actually got into my Aretha Franklin. Yes. And,
That's the second guy that said that.
Oh.
It was not none too good. And it also got in my fleshy fun bridge between the and the
Right. Okay. And you're doing a good job of making that family friendly.
Here's JR from yesterday.
Hey, guys.
I have a new way of expressing the fleshy fun bridge.
Hello, JR. Now, JR, were you the big winner?
I was, and thank you so very much.
Oh, you're welcome. JR, how are things in your pants today?
We're doing all right. A shower and some baby lotion, and we're pretty good.
So a standard night.
Wow. Well, congratulations again, JR.
Thanks, guys. Big shout out to my final four friends. You guys are real troopers. So the ride home was a 13 on the LP. But
wow. Life pain. Okay. I got it. So you had the scratchies. You had the itchies.
Man, and your car will always smell like hot wings now.
Man, the car smells bad. The dog wouldn't come near me for an hour.
Wow. All right, have a great time in Vegas. Thanks for calling, JR.
Thanks, buddy.
See you later. Bye-bye.
All the great glass blowers end up in Las Vegas.
That's right. I forgot the guy with the glass.
Homo. Thanks for remembering that, Rob. Okay, real fast, because we got a great Friday favorite coming up. Ooh. Here we go with a feel-good. Really, here's all you need to know. This is from the great state of Georgia. Some guy, does his name really matter?
No.
Okay. Guy wants to kill himself. Shot himself 5 times.
Right.
With a .22. Boom. Boom. 3 times in the head, 2 times in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
At his home, Wednesday night. None of the shots killed him.
Wow.
The guy with 5 bullet holes in him, 3 in his head, 2 in his body, got in his car. Drove 10 minutes to the Clark Bridge, where he parked in the bicycle lane and jumped off the bridge. Somebody called 911 from a cell phone. The guy finally died.
Oh, he did die.
The guy finally died.
Well, the mission accomplished.
But the feel-good part is that it was a guy, and we put the clip up, but it's from Georgia, and we lifted that Kelsey Grammer clip yesterday on the website from that TV station in Georgia, and we got a nice letter from them today saying, thanks for screwing up our whole website.
Oh, really?
Or we'd show you the video of this guy. They've got some video. Maybe we can at least get a picture up of this guy. It's gruesome. It's rather CSI looking, but it's funny because the guy you see very distinctly, 3. It's like an autopsy photo,
right?
Like 1 in the forehead, 1 in the cheek, and 1 right below his neck. Yet he did. He was not able to kill himself.
And then he shot himself in the chest twice.
Twice.
And still made it to the bridge.
Got this car, drove to the bridge, finally jumped off the bridge. That's where he was finally able to do it.
You go out determined.
I've read accounts about how it feels to get shot. They say it's a combination of burning and like getting hit with a baseball bat.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine going through it 5 times?
5 times.
I mean, I would have quit maybe after the second.
After the 4th shot to yourself and you're still alive, isn't that like a sign?
It is. Here's one more contestant from yesterday. Robert's checking in. Robert from the Hot Balls contest. Robert.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Listen, how are things in your pants, Robert? We asked
a lot. Actually, I went home. I had first-degree burns. I had blisters.
Did you really have blisters, really?
I had blisters, yeah.
Oh, that makes it worthwhile, doesn't it?
Oh, hey, Robert, were you the PW guy?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't call PW. Actually, Mike's met my wife before. But,
do you have an Asian wife?
Yeah, a little short Asian woman.
Oh, a little hottie.
Well, as if.
The tall ones.
As if, yeah.
She's about 5 foot.
You really have blisters?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, heat blisters.
Wow. Down there.
And, the other guy had said about the Aretha Franklin,
that's the third confirmation.
Everybody's saying that. Okay, thank you, Robert. Hope you're
thanks
okay,
lot,
my friend.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye-bye. All the contestants from yesterday's Cinco de Mayo contest are checking back in today.
Yes, it was a hot contest.
So third guy's also in Aretha Franklin.
I'm burning down there.
What was it, the fleshy...
The fleshy fun flame.
Fun bridge.
The fleshy fun bridge.
Yes. That's it. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate twirl ice cream?
The Don and Mike Show.
They're all thonged up. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, I lost my car here with my nose stuffed up. On Monday, we'll get Beth Ann McBride to talk about the man here at the radio station that she's made cry.
Come on.
And also on Monday, I got to check into the legal feasibility of this. Did you see Shondell out in the hallway talking to me?
Yeah, I saw Shondell leaving the building. Yes.
I saw. Yes. Well, Buzz was a witness.
Yes, I was.
I was a victim of what I believe is sexual harassment. She came very close to me and actually touched my elbow.
Wow.
And,
yeah, I saw that, too. Know,
and I made.
File
and,
a report.
So did I.
Anyway, she said, did you get the email that I sent you? And I said, I did not check. My email was screwed up today.
Uh-huh.
Shondell's a good friend.
Yes.
I don't know how she got this. It is, it's so wrong. It's an invasion of privacy. It's not obscene.
No.
It's an email from Jennifer Aniston to members of Jennifer Aniston's family. And the reason that I know that it's real is it's got intimate pictures, not sexual, but
right,
pictures of David Arquette, Courtney Cox, and Coco Cox, the
wow,
baby,
uh-huh,
at the christening.
Right.
Yeah, Coco Cox Arquette. Uh-huh. There's a picture of Courtney Cox, David Arquette, and I guess his mom, her mom, and then there's a really sexy picture of Jennifer Aniston.
Really?
Wearing a sundress, just standing by, I'm guessing, David Arquette's mother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know legally if I could put those pictures up on the website.
Right.
I'll check into that and find out.
Yeah.
And who would have known that Jennifer Aniston's email address is? it just says, from Jennifer Aniston.
Wow.
Anyway, pretty cool. Rob and I looked at the pictures, and they are definitely authentic.
I think what you should do is reply to Jennifer Aniston and tell her that she can put a picture of you on her website.
That's fair.
And that way...
It's a good idea. It's an even trade. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know where Shondell came up with that stuff, but, I'll figure it out over the weekend.
Good.
See if we can post the pictures on the website. Remind me about the guy and Beth Ann on Monday, and now... Time for the Friday favorite. He's got a movie. Coming out this weekend. If you saw him last night on Larry King. Hey, give me a chair, boy.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. Don Geronimo.
Jiminy Glick.
It's great to see you once again.
Good to see you.
I heard you talking about Jennifer Aniston. I don't think she would have worked with Ben Affleck, do you? I don't think that would have been something that would have done really well.
It's good to see you.
How's everybody, Rob?
Hi.
Buzz.
Hi.
Everybody's great. My movie this week, are you going to go see it?
Your movie? You know, yes.
Everyone is.
Yes, everyone's
going to go see it. Do you think it's going to be the talk of Hollywood?
The Jiminy Glick movie.
It's going to be a tour de force. This is a new thing for me. I'm very excited. I've always been talking to movie stars.
No, I am one. I can't believe it. It's great.
Have you been?
I've been fine. And you, Jiminy?
And how is your lovely, lovely wife and your two wonderful children?
They're great. Thank you for asking.
So nice to see you again. I'm just delighted to be here. I've got questions, just so many questions for each and every one of you. Buzz Burbank, let's start with you. Let's
Jiminy.
Get right down to it, shall we?
Go ahead,
and
sir.
Jiminy, I know you love your donuts and your food. Do we have something for you?
They've laid out a very lovely spread here.
Good,
I'm just
good.
Ready to go. I'm having a wonderful thing.
Enjoy.
Don Geronimo.
Bonjour.
Are your red people pleased with the casinos?
Are they really? Is it tough being a Native American and surviving in America?
It's a fake radio name.
It's no, of course. They all do that.
But you are an American Indian.
No.
Not at all?
I'm adopted. I really don't know.
Pull back the curtain, boy. Let's know. Let's find out everything about you.
Let's find out about the inner Donnie. I'd like to get to the bottom of everybody.
And I'm not talking about underwear or anything like that.
I'm talking about you as a person.
Yes, Jiminy?
Is it tough being a tough radio personality and dealing with these people each and every day?
It's very tough.
What's tough about it?
I know it's tough being me.
It's tough being in the spotlight each and every day. Your life's an open book. You talk to all the people each and every day, and it's just a running serial of your life and times. It's wonderful, isn't it? Isn't it a wonderful thing being Don Geronimo?
How did the Jiminy Glick character merit getting a movie? I mean, I liked the bit.
Oh, they
I
were
liked,
clamoring for me, boy.
I liked the TV show.
They were clamoring for me each and every day. They said, you need to make a movie. You must make a movie, Jiminy.
Yeah. I said, I don't think it's appropriate at this time, and it wasn't. But then I decided I'd spread my wings like a beautiful butterfly. And I did. I thought it would be a wonderful day. Now, answer the question about you.
What?
True or false?
Yes.
You are a descendant of Sitting Bull.
Is that true?
Yes.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Buzz Burbank still battling addiction?
Yes, I off and on, yes.
Each and every day?
Well, every day is a new day.
It is a fiddle boy.
Thank you.
At that. 83 years old. You can't tell.
You can't tell.
What have you had, Don?
Actually, nothing. I just try to eat right. And
I've had nip tucks everywhere. I tell you, there's certain parts of my body that are used as collagen and lips all over Hollywood. I'm telling you. Let me slip off these huge Harry Carey glasses.
I love your Harry Carey glasses.
Thank you so much. But Rob Spiewak's here.
Yeah.
Rob Spiewak, the brains behind the show, I've heard.
No, I wouldn't say that.
You like being behind the scenes.
You do. Tell me the truth. You enjoy that. You love being the power behind the throne, don't you, boy? Answer me.
That's nice of you to...
Now, Jiminy.
Good Lord.
Jiminy.
Oh, my ZB.
Hunt control.
Now, listen. Why do you put an entire donut in your mouth?
I enjoy donuts.
You realize...
I'm not saying, these are not fresh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go over to the supermarket.
What was that? That was like, get him
here. They're not as fresh as I'm used to.
No, I know.
They were fresher on the set of Larry King.
Yes.
I don't mind telling you.
Let me ask everyone a question.
Yes, Jiminy Glick.
Go ahead.
Is it tough doing the radio show with all these cameras in here?
Well...
There are no cameras in there.
They're above your head.
We don't know.
I count.
Hold on. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 20 in here. What?
The track lights.
Light
of
fixtures.
Course they are. I'm expected to believe that.
Yeah.
Of course I am.
All right. I'll have my custard on the side, please.
Oh.
Rob Spiewak, are you still having a stigmata? Is the sign of Jesus still bleeding, the hands bleeding in the middle?
I've never had that. Holy man! Holy man!
Of course you are. You're a holy man. Have you always been so religious?
Rob?
Actually, yeah.
When did you decide to leave the seminary?
The seminary, it wasn't working out.
It wasn't working out for you, Rob Spiewak.
No,
you're a sensitive man, aren't you?
No, and I...
You've got sensitive thoughts. You're deep and sensitive. They call you a bigot, but you're really every man.
And I have needs.
You have needs. Don't we all?
We all have needs.
What are your needs?
I've got needs, boy.
All right, well,
I've got needs that would... They would curl your hair each and every day.
Let's talk about
Dixie,
you.
My daughter, just this morning.
Your wife, Dixie?
My wife, Dixie, was saying to me, she said, Jiminy, when you go on that radio show, make sure to get behind the scenes.
Get behind the scenes of who they really are.
Did I know her before you married her? Was your wife's maiden name Normus?
The foul patter gets you in trouble with the law. Does it really, Don Geronimo? Do you have people waiting outside for you saying, cuff him!
Put him in the back of the cruiser! He said something about that.
But I do love the little fleshy fun part that goes between the two spots.
Mine's not fun at all, boy. I must tell you, it's actually rather angry at this stage in time. I've had that fleshy area irritated for, and I don't need hot sauce.
Where's Joe? The man who called Dr. Fad.
I think he's do you want to see him?
Yes, I'd like to speak to him.
Hey, Joe?
Joe Artinger, front and center boy.
Where is he?
Let's get him here right now, Joe.
Jiminy,
and I want to respect everybody on the show because I know it's a collaborative effort.
There he is. Right. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Joe Artinger, how are you? How's the brain damage?
Just fine.
Is it difficult working with this fast-paced show when you're mentally challenged?
No.
You're still doing well?
Sure.
Still getting the hair styled yourself. Wonderful boy. Get out of here. I'm done talking to you. It's time for another lunch break.
Oh, he's having another donut.
Now, this thing with the donuts is a little out of control, Jiminy.
I just have to feed myself. You require calories. Yes. You require calories.
Thank you. Oh.
get a quiet calorie from your net of discharge. I've lost 45 pounds.
Really?
I have a head.
Good for you.
How much? Not coming down the right way.
How much is this real? How much of this is fake? Joking.
That's actually sucked out into my lungs. That's right. A napkin, boy. Get me a napkin, please.
Make it two.
Sweet Joe, he reminds me of my boys, Matthew and Modine. They're so wonderful and so delicate and sensitive. They yeah. really are. Yes, absolutely. I said, stay away from Hollywood. That's why they're plumbers now. Yes, working in the plumbing industry. Oh, but seriously, we have to relax and enjoy ourselves right now.
Right.
I'd like to congratulate. Excuse me. That shot out of my mouth.
You got stuff all over your mouth.
Robert the Angry Mailman. Actually, a white man in a suit. Isn't that correct?
No, I think he's about the blackest guy we know.
Oh, pull back the curtain. Tell me the truth about him. Isn't he really just
he's sort of it's all makeup, isn't it?
No, he's a black guy.
No, he's not. He's
a black guy.
I can't possibly be real. I saw him in his suit.
You're telling me the truth that he's real?
Yes.
He's a real man?
Yes.
Not a paid actor in black makeup?
No. Oh, he's a real
man. Oh, no. You fooled me, and I can't be fooled.
I wouldn't mind telling you that. Oh, I'm so exhausted. But the show's taken on a new dimension since you brought on a new producer. Tell me about her.
Oh, Beth Ann, she's fantastic.
Where does she hail from?
All over the place. She's Charlotte.
Where did you get her from, boy?
Got her from North Carolina.
North Carolina. Oh, wonderful.
The Great Smoky Mountains. I enjoy that. Whoa.
Beth Ann McBride, she juggles her time between preaching and crime fighting. Isn't that accurate? Is it true that she is completely still? How old today? How old would she be, roughly? Beth Ann McBride, your new producer.
Answer the question. I want to get to the bottom of it.
In her 40s?
In her
40s, and she's still not sexually active. Isn't that correct? She has a daughter.
Lesbian or no?
Pardon me?
Lesbian or no?
Lesbian or no?
Is she a lesbian, boy?
I don't know. Bring her in. I must speak with her. She's the person that stirs the drink for the show.
You ask
her. So many behind-the-scenes players, but only two real stars. Am I right? And is your partner still rehabilitating?
Yes, he is. He deserves all the credit in the world.
Hello there.
Oh, it's Beth Ann McBride.
So nice to see you. How have you been?
I've been good.
It's great.
It's the show business ladder. Oh, excuse me. I just spit that out of my mouth.
You did right on your shirt.
Yeah. We're climbing up one, and I ate the ghost beef, didn't I?
You ate it. You ate it after it fell back out of your mouth.
I've always said waste not want not.
That's right.
Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah.
Talk about your likes, your dislikes, your puppy dogs, your cat o' nine tails
that you have in your bedroom.
Do you have a collection of leather? Is it true? I've heard dominatrix. Is that your thing? Is that your fetish? Do you have fetishes, Beth Ann?
I do.
Tell us about them.
My fetishes?
Your fetishes. Yeah. What are your likes, your dislikes? What is it?
Who's the real you? Who's the real you? Who's the person
like
behind Beth Ann McBride?
Pardon me?
I like you.
You like me?
I do like you.
Well, it's mutual. How about a hug?
Here we go. That's nice.
Watch out
for the food particles. He's smothering her.
Oh, dear. Oh, I think I've so helped myself. That's how I meant it. Oh, you suggest an older Christina Ricci. Accurate or not?
I hope not.
Oh, no. Not at all?
It's a good thing.
That's right.
You have a large collection of adult toys in your boudoir?
Not one.
Do you? Not one?
Not a single one?
Not a single one.
What's the matter? I understand the social life is lacking. Is that true?
Yeah,
is it painful? Are you a happy clown, Beth Ann McBride?
Yeah, I'm happy.
tell me about it.
A happy clown.
What's something you enjoy doing? What do you like to do?
I like to read. I like to go to the movies.
You like to read.
It's so uncommon in radio nowadays.
It is.
Don't you find that? Don't you find the majority of radio personalities
simply couldn't pick up a book and it bit them on the behind? isn't that accurate, John Geronimo?
Yes, it is, Jiminy.
Tell me the truth.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it.
Now, your career actually began as a small-time radio person. Isn't that accurate, Beth Ann McBride? Or were you in a typing pool? Where did you hail from, please?
From Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah. Oh, I love Texas. It's magnificent.
Jiminy, you enjoy that you have the boots. Do you read the Greensboro, Texas boots?
Oh.
Do you wear the boots?
No, I don't wear the boots.
Armadillo.
It's lots of fun. Oh, were you joyful when you rescued your dog from the well?
Lassie, you mean?
When you pulled your dog out of the well, was he grateful?
He was.
How grateful was he?
An Alpo dog.
We'll send
you an extra case of peanut butter, we will.
Lots of fun coming your way. Do you have a close relationship with your dog? Who do you love more, your dog or your daughter?
I love them both.
You love them equally?
No. I love my daughter more.
That's
so
wonderful. What
very
a wonderful
good.
Sentiment. And you're making me, I'm going to, you see, at the corner?
A tear.
That's a tear.
Yes.
That's a lovely tear, Beth Ann McBride.
Run along now. Off you go, as Simon would say from American Idol. I love you, Beth Ann McBride.
Wonderful. What a great show you have, Don.
And at Christmas, do you prepare a ham? Excuse me, yes.
We need two callers for the game at
877-365-3636. I think that's wonderful, the way you interact with your listeners. People actually call and play.
Yes.
I've got something else on my list.
I know you do.
I feel like Katie Holmes.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
It is very nice to see you on the plaza. We have got groups from North Carolina, more groups from England, people gathering from all over the world, and of course we have everyone who listens to Don and Mike on the radio. Spoke to my good buddies there yesterday. Howdy, guys. Let's see what's happening as we take a check of the weather all over the United States at this hour.
The Don and Mike Show.
Aren't we supposed to laugh coming out of commercial?
Always immense in thought. The Don and Mike Show.
That's Dave Price.
That's right.
CBS weatherman.
No, he works for NBC.
I love his father, Vincent.
He's a wonderfully talented man.
No, you had it right. I was goofing with you. He does work for
goof.
For CBS.
Do you goof a lot, Don Geronimo?
Do you goof because it makes you feel good? Answer the question, boy. That's such a good time.
Jiminy Glick.
I'm so glad to be here with you. Do you like radio? It's your life, isn't it?
Yeah, of course I'm here.
You live it, you eat it, you breathe it.
Yes.
But do you ever spit it up?
Do you ever spit it up, boy? I could ask you the same.
Oh, I spit it up all the time.
I'm bulimic. Absolutely. Binge and purge constantly.
You're too fat to be bulimic.
Yeah. FM boy. FM.
I said that just the other day to someone.
What?
I was saying FM frequency modulation.
That's the key. Yeah.
That's the key. It's taking off.
Radio's going to be big. Mark my words. Bigger than TV.
Jiminy Glick, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio, two people. One who's really nice and one who's also nicer.
It's great.
Let's welcome a teacher from Oakdale, California. Let's say hi to Brad Franca.
Hey, Brad.
Hi there. How you guys doing?
Check out the big brain on Brad.
Why are you calling us from a payphone, boy?
All right. And now entering the studio is a construction consultant from Reno, Nevada. A wonderful place. I enjoy that. I love the falls running over there.
I hate it when those people get in a barrel and travel over there. They could die, boy. It's nasty stuff. Reno, honeymoon capital.
Let's say hi to Mike Boy.
I think that's Buffalo you're talking about.
Of course it is. You're a conjurer, Dr. Edemo.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, LQ. Hello, Jiminy.
Hello there. Go. Well, thank you for the respect. I appreciate that.
And without further ado, let's bring him in.
Let's bring in the man. And that's going to run the game, Don Geronimo. Thank you, Jiminy. Hello, Mike. And hello, Brad, fellas.
Hello, fellas.
Boys, there you go.
Hello.
Here you go. And your categories are, you're going to eat another donut.
No, I'm not.
Well, you already are.
I'm not eating anything.
I'm not eating anything.
Here are your categories. Today is a
thing. That's Robert.
Have an
Oreo. That's the angry mailman.
Who's white?
Oh, yes. I'll keep your survive going, Dr. Rambo.
It's a lie. Regulate the blood sugar for people.
What?
He wants us to regulate our blood sugar.
Regulate the blood sugar for peak performance.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm doing. Another donut, please.
Your category.
Having big fun today.
Your categories, guys, are music facts.
Oh, dear, I busted a seam.
Know your anatomy.
Oh, I know my anatomy.
I just wish I could see it.
TV moms.
TV moms, there's some dillies.
MapQuest.
MapQuest confused me, boy.
And best week ever.
Best week ever. I've had so many good ones I can't even keep track, Don Geronimo.
Guys, here are your categories again. Music facts.
Music facts.
I was an opera singer.
How's your anatomy?
How your anatomy? Let me check.
It's all still there.
TV moms.
TV moms.
MapQuest.
MapQuest.
Best week ever.
That's exciting.
Mike, buddy, we will start with you.
Good luck, boy.
Let's start off with MapQuest for one, please.
Okay. City loaded, located. What, you okay?
I've got something in my throat.
The Splenda sweetener disagrees with me, boy.
Oh.
This city is located 127 miles south.
Not splendid to me.
Of Erie, PA.
What is Cleveland, Ohio?
Negative. Oh,
Brad, it's your chance to steal, and you could have the first points during the game. Isn't that sweet?
What is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
Hey, that's right, Pittsburgh.
$1.
Oh,
Jiminy.
Oh, dear. Just, that's okay. All it'll right. Go right back down.
Okay.
No need for any emergency treatment.
All right. Get the paramedics out of here.
Collect again, Brad Franco from Oakdale, California.
Let's stick with MapQuest for $2.
All right. It's 174 miles north of Portland, Oregon.
What is Seattle, Washington?
Correct.
$2, geography man. You're doing a good job with your little globe.
Play again, boy.
Okay, one more map quest. Here we go. It's 145 miles west, southwest, 145 miles southwest of Topeka.
What is...
Mike, it's your chance to steal.
What is Wichita?
There you go. Good guess. And
$3
yes,
to hit that with a sweep of his broom. He's tied the game up.
Isn't that exciting?
Mike, isn't it exciting to play Low Budget Jeopardy and be on the radio talking to all your friends? Of course it is. Select again now. It's time to move
anatomy,
on.
Another... Well, know your anatomy for one.
Don't interrupt me, boy.
All right, boy.
I apologize. Huh.
How all is right. Your anatomy? Here we go.
How's your anatomy?
How's yours?
I've been observing it from over here, of course.
Yours reminds me of that show.
Yes, does it really?
Gross Anatomy.
Gross Anatomy. It is, well,
I've been called gross before.
As long as I don't lift anything up.
Is the TV show...
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. That's gross.
That right? That's very un-me-like. I shouldn't do that out of character.
Sorry, boy.
Your anatomy. Here you go.
You gents are as smart as the late Ben Marie.
Oh, thank you.
And nice. We all know he was a genius.
He was. Anatomy, okay.
I learned that poolside.
How's your anatomy?
Poolside at John Roberts' house.
It keeps the blood flowing.
What is your heart?
Correct.
$1 mine, yes. And mine the size of four hearts.
I said, bigger is better. I've been doing my heart exercises.
They said mine's the size of my entire chest.
Practically ready to explode.
Oh.
Oh, is that a sign? Is that a sign?
I'm concerned
Buzz Burbank that I'm going to drop dead.
Yes. Nothing further from the truth.
Very good.
Underneath man. All of this is a finely tuned physical specimen.
You would have been great in Hairspray.
Hairspray would have been wonderful. Oh, yes, wonderful. What a talented movie. The Late Divine. Yes.
Yes. We kayak together.
Select again, Mike Boyd of Reno, Nevada.
Continue in that category for two, please.
Okay, anatomy. Oh, the scarecrow needed one.
What is a heart?
No.
All right. Brad, it's your chance to steal.
What is a brain?
Yeah, that's right.
That's $2 for you, Bradley.
Here we go. Anatomy for three. It's when you get a real big hole in your stomach.
An ulcer. What is an ulcer?
Not in the form of a question.
So eager yet so far away.
Mike, your chance to steal.
What is an ulcer?
That's right.
$3 for you, Mike. Yes, sir. You've taken the lead with that with Eager Beaver Brad Panka. And now, select again for us, please.
Music facts for one, please.
Music facts. Okay. I guess these are all a cowbell, tom-tom, and drums.
What are percussions?
Hey, very good, right.
$1, yes, sir. It reminds me when I played with the London Symphony. I was fabulous. That's right. I played the bell. It was exciting. So let's again, Mike.
Music facts for two, please.
They have one of my records.
He put the hoe in hoe down.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, you won't remember this guy's name.
Brad Frank, a chance to steal.
Gosh, what was that guy's name? I can't even think of it.
Insane Shane.
Oh.
Shane.
Insane Shane.
From the Buffalo area.
There's a rooster in the hen house.
Oh, yes, a rooster. And also on my fleshy little highway. Feels like there's a rooster down there right now. But it's okay. I'm going to let him stay a while. Mike, you're in control.
Let's close up that category.
All right, music facts for three. Number of keys on a standard piano.
What is 64?
Brad, your chance to steal.
What is 72?
Now, those 88.
88 keys, piano keys, or George Hamilton's smile. Take a pick. Mike, you're in control.
TV moms for one.
Okay, let's fly through this one. Let me see. She was mom to Marcia, Jan, and Cindy.
who is Mrs. Brady.
Yeah, but I need her name. Sorry.
Brad, your chance to steal.
I have no clue what her name is.
Oh, that would be Carol Brady.
Come on, boys.
Carol Brady.
Try harder. We're not having scoring. That's the whole idea of the game. That's what keeps it moving. It's like NASCAR. And Mike, you're in control.
Two, please.
Oh, you get she's mom to Bart, Lisa, and Maggie.
Who is Marge Simpson?
Right there, you go right.
Barely spit it out, boy.
Here we go.
She did a good job.
TV Moms for Three. She is mom to Allie, Jeffrey, and Michael.
Who is Rebecca Keaton?
Brad, your chance to steal. This one's a stumper for me, too.
Who is Marge Simpson?
I was going to guess Mrs. McBeal.
Deborah Barone.
You know. Yes. Everybody loves Raymond.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic show. It was never good before Ted Danson. The set complains of her odor, I hear. All right, Mike, you're in control.
Best week ever for one, please.
Last category on the big board. Big, fat, loser, American Idol.
Who is Scott Sable?
Right.
That boy's got a future, I called him. I telegrammed him.
I'm
selecting in, Michael.
Two, please.
Best we give her for two. Where the runaway bride ran to before she ran to Albuquerque?
Where is Las Vegas, Nevada?
Right.
Therese, Sin City. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. It might involve pudding. All right, select again, Mike.
Okay, let's close out that category for three.
Okay, he says he banged Paula Abdul.
Who is Corey Clark?
Corey Clark.
$3
right.
For you. Is that the end of the first round?
That's it.
That bunch of Jeopardy, Don Geronimo.
That's it, Jiminy.
Does it make you sad when the games come to an end? You don't like the end of things, do you, Don? Football season, NASCAR.
It's fine with me.
Also, the end of American Idol. It's going to make you very disappointed, this one.
I'll find something else.
All right, that's good. Just want to check your mental pulse. Keep my finger on it, if you will. No problem at all. That is the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy. We've got two fine contestants.
Who's got what, Jiminy?
We've got $16 with Mike. And Brad finishes with $5.
It's going to be a tough final round. Guys, good luck. Final low budget Jeopardy. We physically force you both to bet at all.
Here's your category. I'm terribly sorry. Splenda.
The category is Mamo.
Mamo. Mrs. Glick. I have such a fine memory of Mrs. Glick. She was such a wonderful inspiration.
Happy Mother's Day. Mamo. This was the first state to observe Mother's Day in 1910.
Oh,
all right, guys.
I hate those questions about Europe.
First state to observe Mother's Day in 1910. Mike and Brad, don't forget answering the fourth question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Jiminy Glick yeast.
Oh,
you know, for years, as long as I can remember, the Glicks have been baking. And for miles around, friends have raved about the creation coming out of the Glick kitchen. And now you can get the secret ingredient. We make our own yeast. Yes, we do. I think you'll agree that my yeast makes breads and rolls taste better. Because my yeast is homemade and so fresh, you'll swear you have an infection. Jiminy Glick yeast, demand it, boy. Now back to final Low Budget Jeopardy. But Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Is that yeast made anywhere near that footpath we were talking about?
The yeast is being made as we speak.
The fun bridge.
The fleshy fun bridge.
The kitchens are always open for Jiminy Glick yeast. Tough to say sometimes, though.
Sure.
Now, here we are at the end of the game.
Who do we want to talk to first, Jiminy?
Brad Franca of Oakdale, California. I love that mountain resort.
All right, Brad, it's the first state to observe Mother's Day in 1910.
What is New York?
I'm sorry, boy. Knocks you out of the game. Management's so happy.
Here you go, Mike. No pressure, but if you got it right, you're the big wiener.
I guess what is Florida?
No.
No, yeah. You're wrong. You could have tried harder, both of you.
The answer is West Virginia.
West Virginia. I love the Pacific Northwest.
And that means, it's the type of game that Yalen FM will love. We're giving away no money today.
And Don Geronimo is sad because it is over, like all things have to end. Do you miss the farm, Don?
Every day, Jimmy.
Of course you do. Yes, there are you old farmhand.
Mike and Brad, don't go away, Matt. Just go away.
There's a rooster in that house.
Here's Jiminy Glick.
rooster in the hen house.
To tell you, it's a genius.
To tell you what you won, Jiminy.
First of all, thanks so much. You've been dears for playing the game. Mike and Brad, the show business careers are beginning
dear.
For both of you. And I hear your gifts.
Are you ready, boys?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
It's a Vermont teddy bear.
I want one, too.
And a Vermont teddy bear for Mother's Day.
Handmade in America. And guaranteed for life.
Call 1-800-829-BEAR or online at VermontTeddyBear.com. They work up there in the beautiful part of this United States in the deep south, and they make wonderful teddy bears for you and yours. Yes, of course.
I've been there, boy. I've traveled the world.
Yes, sir. I love the Catskills, don't you? It's good times for all. Great to be here.
Thanks for playing, boys, and we'll see you on the flip side.
Mike and Brad, thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
All right, dudes. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
And Jiminy Glick.
I just think it's so wonderful that you, Don Geronimo, open your heart and let the challenge to play these games.
Have you always been a supporter of Special Olympics?
Oh, of course you have. Don't be modest, boy.
Wave your horn. Toot your bell. There it is.
It doesn't sound like any horn or bell I've heard.
Oh, I like that. So many sound effects, so little time.
Uh-huh.
What's the other one?
Stay tuned for news and comment on the Don and Mike Show.
Listen to him. He's wonderful.
Yeah. Share the recipe, boy. We all crave it.
That's your gift.
Thank you.
That's what you do.
You've got a gift. Share it with the world.
Cyberbuzz.
In a world where owning a radio is strictly forbidden, one
I
man found
news.
A way to
bring
good news to his people.
That's wonderful.
Me.
He made it up.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Hey, Jiminy.
So wonderful. He can still perform for you and with you as he's battling that terrible cancer.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you, Buzz Burbank.
You like the wig?
You're doing a wonderful job. Look at that. It's so natural.
What's your lead story tonight? I'm losing comments.
Tonight, NBC tries to snatch 24 away from Fox.
Oh, showbiz gossip.
That's right.
He's digging, boy.
For
getting
you,
the
Jiminy.
Stories each and every day.
That's right.
Going underneath the underbelly.
For you, man.
That's your gift, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you.
That's Jiminy. What you do. You... Keep up the appetite, boy.
I'll try.
Jiminy, that was very...
It's the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Working amongst the drones. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, you get a chance to go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. See all the pictures from yesterday with the great balls of fire. You get the audio highlight. You ain't got to. A little download feature for you there.
All right.
And, of course, don't forget we're whores. We got a big store.
It's a significant store, and, you know, it is Mother's Day this weekend. Yeah.
So you still got time to get your mom that raw Mexico shirt. Buzz, Burbank, news and comments.
Extra long.
Brought to us by Viramax.
Someone called for a doctor.
The world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. It's number one because it works with Dr. DeVella. I played that.
Someone called for a doctor.
Same to early. Call 1-888-TRI-VMAX. Now here's a man who loves this song as much as I do.
That's
you
true.
Do, don't you, Buzz?
I sing it along with it every time.
Here he is. Howdy.
I'm Donna Mike.
Hi, fag.
Hi. NBC is desperate to get back into the big three among the TV networks, so it's trying to grab the hit show 24 away from Fox. The network wars have been nastier this year than they've ever been. First, ABC tried to hurt American Idol with its not-so-impressive primetime investigation, and now this. Fox has less than 2 weeks to announce its new fall lineup. Advertisers want to know now so they can plan how to spend their advertising dollars in the year to come. Negotiations between the makers of 24 and Fox have been difficult. The irony is, the maker of 24 is a company called 20th Television, which is part of the same company that owns the Fox TV network.
But, you know, didn't they have the same deal on NBC for a long time?
Yes.
But NBC owned and operated all of those shows like, what, Mike?
For nothing.
What?
I just went for one of my waters, and I realized that it had been, it has
Robert
blue cheese and Oreo.
You may want a fresh one.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
yeah, that's gross.
That was fresh.
That is gross.
Mm-hmm. And there's a tooth in it.
Friends was owned by NBC.
Right.
And I think there was talk that they were going to shop it to another network at the very end when they were to hold them up for more money.
Right.
There are a bunch of shows that have jumped networks.
It's not uncommon. It's happened over the years.
But a lot of times it's with loser shows. You know what's really ruined it is like having the WB.
Right.
Because now you have a show that, like, was that Grounded for Life?
Grounded for Life, yeah.
Couldn't make it on Fox.
Right.
So it's on the WB,
right.
And even though it gets half the audience on the WB, it's a hit.
And it hangs in there.
Yeah, and it stays on the air.
Until now, and of course, now it's been canceled.
Oh, has it really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to shoot my TV tonight.
The WB is where shows go to die. So along comes We Desperately Need a Hit, NBC, ready to bid higher than the Fox network. Hit shows do, but rarely, switch networks. No matter how this turns out, the makers of 24, including Kiefer Sutherland, are about to get a very nice raise.
All right, hold on, Rob.
Bid high, bid to buy.
Give me a book here.
Uh-huh.
Hold on.
Oh, it's the director of TV shows.
Here are the books that were on, the shows that were on three networks.
Uh-huh.
On all three, NBC, ABC, CBS.
Wonderful World of Disney, I know, is one.
That's right.
That's one buzz. Also, Father Knows Best.
Uh-huh.
Smothers Brothers, Comedy Hour.
Huh.
Steve Allen Show. That Andy Williams Show, then you have on two networks, made it on two networks. Boy, I don't, The Bionic Woman. Did you know The Bionic Woman was on NBC?
Really?
That's what it says.
Wow.
Oh, NBC and ABC?
I remember, ABC. How about Dan August? Remember that show with Burt Reynolds?
Yeah.
It was on ABC and CBS.
And Real Sex?
That was on HBO and Cinemax.
What about The Ghost and Mrs. Manure? Does anybody remember those networks?
That was that on two?
NBC was one of them.
NBC was first, then it was on ABC.
Really?
That's what ruined it.
And here's a good one from back in the day.
Man, can we just compliment Buzz Burbank because he did a great job playing The Ghost?
He was great.
I've shaved the beard because I want to try to look younger.
What about Get Smart? Get Smart was on...
By ABC?
No, it was on
NBC.
After it was canceled, it went to CBS.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either.
I figured Get Smart for an ABC show.
No, NBC all the way.
Hold on, let me see what else.
Almost all the
way. If I could find one more in this book that anybody would give a rat's ass about. Tarzan was on NBC, then he was on ABC. I didn't know this either. Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman started out on ABC and then went to CBS.
Right.
A lot of them end up on CBS.
Yeah.
And I do think Matlock aired on all three eventually.
Really?
Yeah, that wouldn't be in that book because that book
CBS
and Andy
CBS
Griffin.
Used to be where shows go to die.
Right.
But not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much.
No, CBS is a hot network.
Yeah.
God, I can't wait. Is NCIS on tonight? Or Judging Amy?
That has moved to the WB.
There's so many great hot shows on CBS.
I numbers love numbers with a 3 instead of an E.
I love Friday nights.
Yeah. Everybody does. Well, yesterday we reported in the first 10 years, yesterday we reported that in the last 10 years, there was an increase in drug arrests. 82% of this increase was for marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
A further breakdown of the new FBI figure shows that most of these arrests were for possession. Not smuggling, not selling, possession. Cocaine and heroin charges over that same 10 years sharply dropped. The upshot is, for reasons that are unclear, the war on drugs is now mainly the war on marijuana. The government's going after your pot and your porn.
There he goes, editorializing again.
No, I'm stating a fact. They are.
But the story was about how the government is going after drugs. What does that have to do with porn?
FBI statistics back that up. Well, what it has to do with porn is that's the other thing the government is going after.
He just doesn't like seeing the plain car outside his window every morning when he goes to get his newspaper.
Good morning, guys. The federal government has stepped up its pursuit of prosecuting pornographers. In the last 4 years...
Boo!
20 businesses and individuals have been convicted, and 20 more indictments are pending. And so the work that was launched by the very spooky John Ashcroft is being continued by his successor, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez.
And is that the official way they're calling
the very spooky John Ashcroft?
Yeah. Right, okay.
In fact, Gonzalez has just given U.S. attorneys across the country their marching orders to tell him by the end of July what he needs to know to go after even more purveyors of adult entertainment.
Tell me what I need to know. This is Gonzalez.
Come on now. Go get them. I want them all behind bars.
How can I get Al Goldstein?
Al Goldstein of Screw Magazine.
Gonzalez is even setting up a special new investigative unit at the Justice Department. He says he's doing this to, quote, protect citizens from obscene material.
Go, go, Gonzalez.
What, there is no need to mess with that Homeland Security crap. Go get the guys that sell dirty pictures.
And what you need to know is this will be like the war on drugs, a very expensive effort that even if we quadruple the convictions won't make a dent in a $10 billion a year industry.
Buzz, are you saying there's a demand for it?
I'm saying there's a $10 billion a year demand for it that Americans pay voluntarily.
Give me a break.
And, you know, then you see something like, did you see the videotape of the old lady being beaten up?
Yes, I did, and it's as disturbing as it comes.
Yep. There's a thing on all the D.C. stations here. There was a woman, an 80-something-year-old woman who
amazing.
Was down by Foggy Bottom, mm-hmm. an area by Capitol Hill, and she, I guess, was one of these ladies that, like, sold crap, right?
Yeah.
She's a vendor.
Local vendor, beloved, I guess, in the community.
And they got on a security camera, this guy came up and just beating the crap out of her. And, you know, that's when you think, gosh, you know, I don't know if we should be going after drugs or going after terrorists. Or let's just go after guys like this.
Go after the creeps.
Yeah. And
go after the guys that, you know, put three bullets into a car for no reason.
I love the fact that the TV stations, at least, let me see. Now, I've seen it on three different stations. On Channel 7, the ABC station, they said, what we're going to show you is disturbing, and we're not going to show you all of it. So on Channel 7, they just showed, it's that grainy, you know, security cam thing,
right.
Of the guy walking, she's an old woman, like in a walker, and the guy walking, and then right as he's about to punch her, they stop the tape. Same thing on Channel 9. I don't remember if it was 4 or 5, I forget. Whichever one.
5, I think,
showed. They said, this is disturbing.
Yeah.
And they showed it. And then they showed it again, and then they showed it again. It's been like 4 days in a row now of seeing this old woman get the crap beaten out of her.
I think Channel 5 even showed one kick in a promo, and I was shocked.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, you're absolutely right, though, that they've got to direct their efforts at this kind of...
Right.
This stuff is still going on in every major city, every single day, and you'd be... I mean, do you ever hear about many of the captures for these guys?
No. And like, with, you know, I know Buzz is making a point about pot and about porn and everything else, but, you know, goddamn, I agree. I mean, that's awful when you live in America. When you see something like this, this old woman is just selling crap, and this thug just comes up and wails on her. And the thing is, they've been hanging this on the top shelf.
Beat her to death, right?
Yeah. They've been hanging this on the top shelf of the newscast for the last 4 days. Everybody says the tip line and everything. And we can't catch this bastard?
No, it's
apparently
amazing.
Not.
We got a picture of the guy. You can see the guy.
We have other priorities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so, Buzz.
So do they do in Texas. Texas lawmakers are getting tough with perhaps the greatest threat to American morality, the cheerleader. Legislators in Austin have voted to give state officials the authority to study high school cheerleaders, their moves, and exactly what they're wearing. State officials will focus on where the skirts lay against the girls' thighs and what might occasionally peek from underneath. They'll study their necklines and their pom-poms.
You never miss a jump split, no matter what. You didn't drop your palms together. Did y'all count wrong? You're still walking on your heels. It almost looks just like you have weak ankles. Pose on count one. That's just lack of thinking. Jump split down and hit.
Yeah, that's sexual. Texas officials say they will shut down dance routines that seem too suggestive. Getting, quoting Angry Al Edwards, who's the sponsor of the bill.
Hey, it's Angry Al with you.
Girls can do all these overly sexual performances and we applaud them, and that's not right. Hey, who are we to judge? Maybe Al's gay.
At Lily High School, there's one girl every boy notices, every male teacher looks at, and every man wants. She's the naughty cheerleader.
That's right.
There you go.
Al actually blames the cheerleading routines for teen pregnancies, dropouts, and the spread of sexually transmitted diseases.
Yep, they're the reason.
Goes back to cheerleading. Could Texas lawmakers have focused on something more important? Quoting one female Texas lawmaker... Have we done anything about health, school finance, or ethics?
Never think about it. Push them back. Push them back. Harder. Harder.
Been around for as long as I can remember.
First and 10. Do it again!
I'd like to point out a great Texas cheerleader of our country's past.
Yeah.
George W. Bush.
That's right. That's right.
Sexy.
And yeah. Momo.
For those of you who buy all your music at Starbucks, bad news about the new Springsteen CD.
Why?
Starbucks has decided that one song on the disc, a song about a hooker in Reno, and what she charges for the bad place is too hot even for coffee lovers.
Not their cup of tea, apparently.
Oh, I don't know. No, it's fine.
I ruined your joke, Buzz.
So now Starbucks, kind of like Walmart.
Ooh.
And it turns out that one of the best male potency pills on the market is available at Walmart and Safeway and has been for years, and I'll tell you what it is when we come back.
This is Sam Huff.
Okay. Thank you, Buzz. More news coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt.
It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Hey, Robbie, drop the touchstones, would you please? Give away some stuff here.
Broadcasting with a belated sense of urgency, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
We do want to thank Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
They're now flying to Seattle, San Diego, San Jose, San Francisco, Los Angeles. Fly I and get your Happy Bags game tag. FlyI.com. Go your own way. You realize we're running out of time. We have no time for like a game. The
right.
To Las Vegas today, so what the hell?
Give it away.
Be the 100th caller right now. 877-365-3636. Call into
win.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Turns out one of the best male potency pills in the market is available at drugstores, has been for years. They are garlic pills, available in small, odorless gel caps.
This is Sam Huff.
Garlic pills boost the creation of nitric oxide in your system, which widens the arteries and improves blood flow, which is exactly
garlic
what...
Garlic unique.
I eat garlic every day, and I eat a lot of blueberries.
Oopsies.
That's good. Every day, lots of blueberries, and I take my garlic tablet.
And in other words, garlic does exactly what Viagra does. The artery widening also makes garlic good for your heart. Doctors already knew about the connection between impotence and heart health.
It's great stuff, garlic.
New research from German scientists backs up all this, and the American Heart Association's expressed interest in that research.
I'm also big on the purple grape juice.
Who makes it?
Well, it's just Aaron Brown and Newsnight's coming up.
Aaron Brown's got the oopsies. Hi, it's Leigh King. We'll be talking to... What's her name? Is it Donna Karan?
Donna Karan.
We'll talk to Donna Karan about Rush Limbaugh and...
Or maybe it's Donna Karan. I don't know.
Could the one he's going out with.
Not sure. Oh, yes.
We'll ask her about his oopsies.
Oopsie. And meanwhile, back in Kansas, the big school debate is over evolution versus creationism.
Here we go.
Apparently, they've never seen Inherit the Wind or read about the famous Scopes Monkey Trial because they're playing it out all over again in Topeka.
I know not these things you speak of.
Creationists have even found a researcher to say that the whole concept of DNA could only have been developed by a designing mind.
Thank you!
But a spokesman for a science group in Kansas replies with, "It's clear this is not a real science discussion."
Yeah!
Message to Kansans, the key to evolution is... try to keep up.
Excellent.
Your home state.
In sports, ever since January, they're officially the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and they are not the favorite baseball team of California lawmakers.
You know, is that the most ridiculous thing you've heard?
You know, they screw with teams in California more than any state in the union. It was the California Angels. It was perfect. The lawmakers, having solved the rest of the state's problems, are now looking at a bill that would force the team to say on their tickets and in their advertising that they don't actually play in Los Angeles.
And why do they... I don't get it.
I was fine when they were the Anaheim Angels.
Anaheim Angels, California
That's
Angels,
cool.
Doesn't matter.
Orange County Angels, whatever.
One lawmaker whose district includes Angel Stadium says the Angels with their new name are using fraud to market themselves.
Angels of Mercy.
He says it's like selling orange juice that contains... no orange juice.
Angels of the outfield.
Angels of death.
The Angels have no one to send to Sacramento to straighten this out. Quoting,
angel dust.
Quoting a team spokesman, our focus is on the baseball season.
Right.
And Yankees pitcher Kevin Brown apparently doesn't like the rule that limits teams to 9 players on the field at a time.
What can Brown do for you, Buzz?
After giving up 41 hits in 24 innings, Brown said the rule was the problem. Changed the rule, and quoting him, the game is a completely different game.
Yeah, you're real sad about that, about the Yankees having problems, aren't you?
Kevin Brown, he's an asshat.
And finally, it takes a lot to impress a cop. They've seen it all, but Baltimore Detective Greg Jenkins was impressed when he arrested a man who had called to report his car stolen.
Okay.
The same car the man had carjacked. The car's original owner spotted the car and hired a towing service to bring it home. The carjacker says he reported his car stolen because he'd left his wallet in it. Quoting Detective Greg, this really happened.
That's great.
Did it, Buzz?
It did.
Okay.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
That's great. You never know, sometimes you got to check with Buzz. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don and Mike website.com.
All right.
That's the official website of the show. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. We'll be back Monday with the all-new episode. Oh! Give away this last trip to Las Vegas for this week. Hello there.
Hi.
Hello. Listen, you're the 100th caller.
Oh,
What's your name? Any idea?
My name is Christine. I'm very sure of that.
And, Christine, where are you from?
I'm from Stanford.
Beautiful. Listen, please enjoy your vacation to Las Vegas on Independence Air.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Hold on. Have a great weekend. That's the easiest trip she ever won.
Yeah.
Listen, we got to go. Brian Carruthers,
who's
a graduate of the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge, is coming up next. And I think tonight he's going to be counting down the top 10 songs from this date in 1964.
It's awesome. And they're going to do a cooking segment.
There'll be a lot of Beatles tonight on the Brian Carruthers Show.
In fact, he's having two members of the Beatles that you never heard of. Their names are Ron and Fez.
That's next on WJFK. We'll see you Monday with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
Yes, happy Mother's Day weekend, everybody.
Yeah, don't forget Father's Day.
Mom, I love you. Have some pie.
And how about you, boy?
I've got my fingers crossed.
For?
I hope Brian reads my long-distance dedication.
Keep up your appetite, boy.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.